The Veteran Gamers Podcast is not for children, okay? So if you're listening and you're under the age of 18, turn the f***ing show off.
Stand by for pre-show banter.
This fly needs to go away.
Yo!
Mission accomplished!
I feel like we've lived too long as human. Back in the day, you know, when we were living in like pits and caves and mud houses. There was a fly in there. There's a fly now. But now we're like, there's one fly in the room. I can't concentrate.
Screaming and setting something on fire.
Earth is still going. That's nuts. I thought you were supposed to end ages ago.
Don't you hear that? Isn't there like a pop or something there?
Yeah, there's like a little...
Yeah, well, that's not acceptable. Hi, Stu.
Hi, Duke.
I grabbed her sweet.
It definitely
wasn't. Mr. Simpson, your silence will only incriminate you further. Mr. Simpson, stay back. Mr. Simpson, no!
I'll just play over the microphone.
May not have happened. It's just easier. It's John Donne, 1572 to 1631.
Well, I was like, Right, we used to literally put Millie in bed, and that was it. She did explosively shit herself once. Holy shit, do we have to? Can we just start?
Let's start the motherfucking show, bitch!
Oh no, we got another copyright strike!
Wait. We're not even streaming live.
Oh my god, you're such an idiot. Right, come on. Let's do it.
Yeah, we got to get on with the show. Stu's got to go to bed.
I bloody do. I have to get up at half five. I keep telling you guys.
Put on his hemorrhoid cream. All right, we ready now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's start the motherfucking show, bitch.
Oh, no, we got another copyright strike.
Wait.
What?
I just want to wish you all a great show.
Juice story time and you know what? Game breakers. Here comes Juke with soundbite saviors. Ha ha! It's the veteran gamers. Ha ha! It's the veteran gamers. Ha ha!
It's the veteran gamers. It's the veteran gamers. Congratulations, here's your chicken dinner.
Why do I have chicken now?
Switch that console off before you have to crap eat, yo.
Oh my god, my head is like mashed after that. What the fuck?
Keep drawing.
We were in a rush, but apparently we have time for Stu to complain about
god.
His head.
Oh my god. No, complain about the amount of sound.
Welcome to the Veteran Gamers Podcast, episode 748. God. I'm your host, Duke, apparently, Jesus. Because no one else is starting the show.
Oh my god, what has happened to you? Your finger stuck on the button. What is going down?
There's a line between entertaining and annoying.
No, that's a myth.
Oh my god.
It is a lot.
Welcome, everybody. Well, then start the show and I'll pipe down.
Okay, yeah, welcome to the show. I'm Stu. I'll start that this week because Duke didn't do it. I'm Stu.
I'm Duke.
And I'm Chinny. Bugatti episode Bugatti 748.
Yeah, it is 748.
Bugatti.
Dugatti.
What is that?
It's a Dugatti, bike. It's a car. Oh, well, a bike or a car. I was going to say they make cars too.
It's a bike.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Well, anyway. Yeah. We are not military veterans. We're veterans of the gaming lifestyle.
No, and sometimes we talk about video games. We stream it live every Sunday. Hi, everyone.
Yeah. Hi. If we ever get if we ever get to talking about video games.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to talk about video games. Straight away.
Christ.
It's Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
What is it?
It's Mexican Independence Day.
Right. Oh, there you go.
No, it's not. That's what a lot of people in America think, but that's not it. It is the anniversary of the Batalla de Puebla, where they kicked the French's ass out of Mexico. Get out of here, France, with your bitch
that's
ass.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start off tonight by complimenting Duke. I know it doesn't happen very often.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what's about to happen here.
Oh, yeah.
Because I watched Duke's TEDx talk.
Oh, yeah. TEDx, baby. That TEDx, I appreciate it, Stu. It would have been much better if I had had the sound effects with me. It's like, East Timor represent.
Yeah, can you imagine? Everyone had been walking out.
I watched it as well. I watched it as well, Duke.
It was very good. Can I just say, I was very impressed.
I didn't say it was very good. I just said I watched it.
I hate the fact that a lot of it was shot from the side, and I don't have a beautiful profile. I've got these 17
holes.
Oh,
no. Don't
I mean, whatever. Like, it's just the thing that I noticed. It's like, whatever. I appreciate the very kind words. And I thought it was a great honor to be able to talk at the TEDx event in Sun Prairie. And
I did think,
wants to check
like,
it out, it's on our Discord.
This talk, this very important talk, why was he wearing that vest? And I was like, thank God he acknowledged the vest.
There you go. Yeah.
And the tie. Why is he wearing the tie, the colourful tie?
I knew what that tie was. I knew what
that
was.
Yeah, no, I did too. I was joking. Yeah. I was joking.
Yeah. But the vest.
The vest.
It's available on where can people see your TED talk?
Yeah, if you do a Google search for, wow, I wonder if that'll be the first thing that comes up.
What website do you do a Google search on?
YouTube is the one you do it on.
you do a Google search on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Google owns YouTube, so yeah, it actually does work like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, East Timor TED Talk. You know, there may be some others that come up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Duke.
About language.
It was good. What was kind of interesting, it was instantly, you know, when it sort of does a followed by this video, it just picks something else for you to watch.
Yeah.
And it was followed by a woman doing a talk that was, it was another TED talk. And hers was how being a profiler of murderers made me better in life or something like that. It was.
Okay.
It was kind of interesting. 20 million views it had. 20 million.
Ooh, I'm on my way. I got like 100. So, you know, next stop.
No, you had more than that. It was about 400.
Yeah.
Views it had.
It's only just got up there as well. So,
yeah, right.
You're okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I thought it was very cool. So, congrats, Duke, on it.
You're a very good speaker. I thought
he's be good at speaking. Confident. I've been given a version of that talk for like 15 years now.
Yeah.
So, better be good at it by now. But and I love to talk about East Timor. So, you know,
and you made some jokes. You did jokes.
I did a few jokes. Yeah, I tried to work them in.
I
actually paused after making the jokes too, because when I was doing the rehearsals, the guy who organized it, one of these students, is like, you really need to pause after the joke. And I'm like, I'm trying. But
because otherwise you've got to wait for the laugh before you carry on.
You should have said, they're not jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me, I'm talking about genocide. That's really rude of you to talk about jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not talking about jokes. Yeah. But in this podcast, we talk about video games rather than jokes. And sometimes we have stories to tell. Does anyone have a story this week? We got to talk about the email thing. Wait, no, we're talking about the email thing. God damn it.
Oh, God. Yeah,
I don't know anything about this.
Once
what
upon
is
a
this?
Time, you do. You Well, you can. Okay.
Well,
so
he's
once
mentioned
upon a time,
it before.
I mentioned, in my emails for like at least
there's something
10
hidden.
Years. Yeah.
Something
every
hidden
email
something.
I have sent at school, at home, to every friend, everybody I know, I have always done the same thing. And I mentioned it once upon a time to see if you would notice it, and nobody ever mentioned it. So
no,
I
mean,
I've
looked.
Go ahead, what
I've
do you notice?
And I can't. Well, apart from that, you do you like write a teacher polymath he him and
nope, it's above that.
It's above that. Oh, the two little dashes, the two little hyphens.
Nope.
Is it the XOXO? XOXO.
Nope. Eric, is
I
it
mean,
the Eric?
I don't do that with every email. If I send an email to my principal, I don't say XOXO.
Is it the A? Is it the Eric colon P?
It is the Eric colon P. Why a colon?
I have no idea. I just thought that's how you signed your
because
name.
Because then it's making it into a sticking out your tongue emoticon. Every email I send, I'm like, because it's a colon P. So it's very clever. It's very.
Or can I say, if you insurgent. Look at it the other way around, it's like someone wearing a baseball cap.
That too. Yeah. So anyway, I just had to talk about that. And now we can move on. What's next?
TED video games, I guess.
Why did you bring that up? Like, it was really urgent. Like,
he's been wanting to talk about it for months. Every time I send an email, I'm like, we forgot to talk about it again. And so I just didn't want to, I wanted to remind myself is all. And now that we've talked about it, we can forget about it forever.
He's been mentioning it for about the last 5 years, to be fair.
Yeah.
He keeps on bringing it up.
All right.
And I got a proper story.
All righty. Not really. The weather's been fucking shocking in this country.
The weather here's been great.
No, it's not. It's lovely. It's been
lovely. Today it has, but we've had so much rain in the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's been horrendous for
The last year, but the last like 4 days has been quite nice.
Not bad. Not bad, I guess. Not bad.
Yeah, but aren't y'all
could
English
be, could be
to
better
about the weather all day, every day?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm doing right now.
We've got nothing else to talk
crappy
about.
Weather. Awful. I know. If only we had video games to talk about.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to talk about some video
Where
games.
Where are you going? Story time's over, isn't it?
What you been playing?
What you been playing? What you been playing?
Kissing to you, eh?
Where is CPM these days? Have you ever heard from him lately?
CPM, he listens into the overseas connection. Yeah, so he's still around. Yeah, that's and cool. I see him on Facebook now and again. You see,
well, all right,
kids have all grown up, you know. All right, all right. He's fine.
Cool. All right, who's starting?
Go on, you start. Do you always have?
I think I got most.
I've only played one game, and it's the play my game, bitch. So.
Play my game, bitch. There you go. Well. I'll start by giving a shout out to the old farts Rocket League Discord. What?
Oh.
Because I went looking for Discords of people who, because, you know, when people over there are up, I'm asleep and vice versa, or I'm at work. It's hard to coordinate with people in the UK. So I went looking for another Discord and I found one called the old fart. I found one called Fate and there was some big drama. Oh my God. It was like 12-year-old girls just whinging about, you said this and you didn't say that. And I was like, God damn, screw this. So anyway, I found one called Old Farts, and there's some really cool people on there. Kyozo and WarDog9988 and James F, a.k.a. Hades, and a lady named Solstice. And we talked about existentialism. Woo! Existentialism! Yeah, what?
While she was like, playing Rocket League.
Kind of while I was playing Rocket League, and I was like, I got to go out and do this podcast. She's like, you're going to go listen to a podcast? I'm like, no, I'm a host of the podcast. She's like, you host a podcast? What's it called? And I was like, I told her, and she's like, I'm subscribing to it right now. So I'm like, yeah. Here's a shout out for you, Solstice. Yeah.
She's never going to talk to you again.
Yeah. I'm so sorry you have to listen to this.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell have you gotten me into?
I can only apologize.
I was telling someone, you know, I can't talk about Rocket League unless I have something new to talk about. And so the dude goes, oh, you should talk about the invisible glitch. And I'm like, what? Apparently, there's this thing in Rocket League now where some people found a way to glitch so that their car turns invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that gives you a huge advantage on the field, and there are people whose rank just, you know, they were in like gold 3 or whatever, and they just skyrocketed up to grand champ because, you know, they're cheating. So I haven't seen it. I don't really know how to do it or how it works, but apparently that's a thing now in Rocket League. So
it's amazing. It's like it's 9 years old at this point, Rocket League, unless they find new ways of trying to
And to be fair, Duke finds new ways to talk about it every week.
I do find new ways to talk about it.
And the problem is, he's found a community that can feed him more information.
I know, feed him more like nuggets that we don't know about.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's got little minions working for him.
But like,
why don't you talk about this?
Right, on that one server, before I didn't exactly leave it. I'm still there, but I don't know if I'll be playing on it. But anyway, I was playing with this group of people, and they're like champ and GC. Like, they're really, really good. So I'm doing my best to not get in their way and not fuck everything up. And it's a private match. It's all very casual. And I'm just, you know, doing my best. And this one dude, we'll call him X. I don't want to give him his name. He's like...
Chris.
Yeah, he goes, dude, why don't you have any boost? And I was like, I just got back to the goal. I'm trying to defend. He's like, you need boost when you're in the goal. I'm like, all right, I'll try to get boost. And so, like, you know, I know I need boost on a regular basis. And these people are so good that they just, you know, they know exactly where the pads are on the field and they know where the boost.
I thought you was gonna say
all the time.
I thought he was going to say, he asked you why you didn't have any boobs for a second. No,
that's why I didn't have any pants on. Yeah.
Why do you got no boobs?
Right. What? I'm working on it. Anyway, so so after like two more goals, like I missed something and he's like, why don't you have any boost? I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have any boost. He's like, you keep saying that. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry this is causing you such distress. Maybe I shouldn't play in here. And he goes, don't be dramatic. And I was like, me? You're the one like having a hissy fit about the fact that I don't have enough boost to block this shot. Jesus Christ, we're in a private match. This isn't going to affect your rank at all, dude. Settle down, Beavis.
God, so, all I'm hearing is boobs every time you say boobs.
Right. Well, you let us know what you're thinking about because, you know,
just hearing
the
boobs.
Flow of the story. So that's all I have to say about Rocket League. Yes.
By the way, do you want to hear a vehicular... fact?
No,
I
know it's
so.
Not Rocket League. But
Chinny said no. If I say no, will you stop? Probably.
Well,
not.
It'll only take a second. But did you
do me a favor then? Don't ask in the future. Just be like, let me tell you a vehicular fact.
Well, I was going to tell you the fact of the day. It's a fact. It's an interesting fact.
But if you ask and we say no,
so you know the Pope.
Yeah, I know him.
Pretty famous guy. Well,
he's not the same person every time, you know.
Whoa. Duke has just alluded to the fact. He has just alluded to the fact, which is, do you know where the Pope Mobile was built?
No, where?
In
Leyland. It was built in Leyland.
Was it really?
Yes, true. Wow. Totally true. He's Googling it now. He's like, as I'm talking, he's Googling it.
Specially designed motor vehicle. History, usage by John.
She's never
going to
hear the end of it.
I know, right? Usage by Francis. Italian automaker Fiat, the traditional supplier of papal cars, supplied Pope Francis with the Fiat 500L used for his visit to the United States. During his visit to the Philippines, the Pope Mobile's model was in his Suzu D-Max. He received a Dacia Duster, Dacia, during his
visit. Just get to the Leyland one. What's the matter with you?
Well, how about this? I don't see it on the page, but
when he
did
the UK.
Incorrect.
Here we go. I got it. Calm down.
Thank you.
Following the attempted assassination of John Paul II in 1981, the Pope Mobile was fitted with bulletproof glass. British Leyland supplied both Leyland T-45, lorry-based, and Range Rover SUV-based armored Pope Mobiles in 1982 for the Pope's visit to the United Kingdom. Stu is correct. Correct.
Thank you. So there you go. Vehicle fact for
There's
you.
There's a little vehicle fact. All right. So I'm done talking about Rocket League. That means it's over to you.
We've got somebody in the chat that says, "Do you play GT7?"
Is that Gran Turismo?
Yeah.
No, we don't really play racing games much, do we?
I think he's going to be really disappointed because his name.
I know he's
GT Punks.
It'll be going in about 3 seconds.
We could pretend to play We could pretend like we do. Yeah, GT7 is my favorite.
Yeah, I like the cars.
I like the fact that it came out in 2022.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's a sim race, and we like sim race. No, we don't.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the fact that it had microtransactions and was so focused on grinding, that was a disappointment.
And then somebody in the chat's Aluya agent.
Or knows you, apparently. Aluya
just went... Chitty!
So I'm gonna talk about the letter. Okay.
Visual novel time.
Oh my god, it took a turn.
Oh my god.
Took a turn this week. Took a turn. Because Hannah, the frightfully posh, very rich, annoying English lady who I'm kind of growing to like. You know what I mean? Kind of growing to like.
Yes. I know what you mean.
She has a bit of an argument with, you know, that, you know, I told you about the police inspector who was like a cockney geezer. Oh, how's it going? No, I'm sorry. Well, his wife is even more cockney and even more slangy, right? Yeah. And they have an argument. And Hannah, this is the line she uses, right? And when I'm telling you this, bear in mind, this was made in the Philippines.
Okay.
So this is a Philippine game.
Yeah.
And the line she used to her was, "Shut it, you munter."
Okay.
Munter, right? And I was like,
what's a munter?
That's pretty authentic.
Look, numpty or something like that, you know.
You munter. Oh. Well, I think it's a bit more derogatory to a lady.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean that as slang in the UK. I think it's more of like a rough woman.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a bit like, it's quite derogatory.
Wiktionary, an ugly person.
Yeah, it's pretty. So that was used, and I was like, that's pretty impressive, a line like that in a Filipino game. And then she like has a swipe of it and says, "Take that, you trollop."
Oh, I was like,
these insults are getting better. You know what I mean?
Apparently, in New Zealand and Australia, a munter is a person often impaired by alcohol or recreational drugs.
Well, there you go. I mean, it could be any number of these types of insults.
Yeah.
But it's getting better. I mean, there's the shit going down. It turns out Luke, her husband, who, like I said, he's a bit of an arse, right?
Yeah.
Has got the munter pregnant. So what's happened is he's been having a bit of how's your father with the chief inspector's wife.
Yeah.
And then she does this massive scene at the housewarming party. So there's all these rich people there, you know what I mean? And she's got to think about her reputation.
Right.
And then outs it all, saying like he's got that he's the father of a baby.
Yeah.
But so, right, that all comes out. You're the chief police inspector, so you've got a bit of power, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're a Cockney geezer with some power. How do you think he would react to this? So how do you think he would react in this situation? So he's just found out his wife's baby, which he
off with her head,
right, is not his. It's some like jumped up rich boys.
Yeah,
supposedly
out of my house.
A bit of a
trollop. Is he call her a trollop?
So, no, he doesn't. No, because it's not. He's at the housewarming party of the Luke and Hannah. Hannah. So he's in their house, but it's just found out that Luke has been having a bit of how's your father with his missus and got the duff. Right. Ugh. So you're the police guy. What are you gonna do? I mean,
arrest everybody.
Arrest everyone? No, no. You might be focused on the one person that's had sex with your wife. You know, maybe.
Maybe.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, but maybe it's like I'm not providing something for her, and so maybe they're happier together. Maybe I gotta. If you love something,
really?
Let it go. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, you think he's just going to go, yeah, it's fine. You have sex with my wife.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I really don't care.
You know what I would do?
I'm not bothered.
I'd go to bed.
Well,
I'd play
maybe you're him. Maybe you're him. Because
why?
Instead of...
He doesn't do anything?
He doesn't do it. Instead of having it out with a husband going, how dare you sleep with my wife? Or how dare you make my wife pregnant? Or
like
how
in,
dare you call my wife a mum?
Taxi driver.
You know what I mean? Or a trollop. Yeah.
My wife?
How? Yeah. You know, you expect some anger or some retribution or something or a scene,
and he
just goes. He goes to his wife, right, and says, "You've had too much to drink. I'm going to take you home."
Damn, and lock you in the basement.
Damn. So not only does he not confront Luke or his missus for calling his wife a munter, he accepts her version of the story. And that his wife is the one in the wrong. I mean, what is wrong with him?
That's a naive man.
Is it bad writing?
Well, I don't know whether
Sounds
it's
bad writing or that
he's just a bit of a dick. Is more the possibility.
That's not a realistic way
for a human being to act. So that's
nothing
like...
puts me off more in a TV show.
Yeah.
Than somebody making a decision that's not realistic.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
exactly.
You wouldn't do that. And sitcoms are a little bit more of a. There's a bit more leeway with sitcoms because you've got to basically put your characters in that situation. So I allow it for sitcoms, but in a film or something, when someone does something, I'm like, why did they do that? Like for me, you know the thing that Prometheus, is it Prometheus, the alien film?
Alien film. Or is it before the alien?
It's before the alien film.
Yeah, it is.
Where they're running away from a ship that's shaped like a disc, and it's rolling towards them. And if they run 4 meters to the right, they're out the way. And for me, that kills the film. I'm like, I can't do anything. Look, that kills it for me. Any time a character does a stupid decision, so for me, it's stupid. Sounds like bad writing.
Well, that's why I brought it up. To be fair, because. I was quite impressed with the munter insults, you know what I mean?
You
and the
fucking munter. And that might be
munter.
That might be like a translation thing. That might be like because it might get translated in the UK.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I just thought it was a cool line, you know what I mean, for a Filipino game.
I'll break it to you, Stu. It probably is that. Like they translate it in English and then say, they give it to someone in the UK and say, make this translated English
make it authentic
work.
They make it into a Cockney geezer's wife.
Yeah. And that's probably some
make it into someone who we would realistically meet on the streets of England.
Yeah. Some chap in Yorkshire going,
I got that. You're gonna have the thing sounding perfect. Don't worry, mate. And they're like, nah, exactly like that. You sound like
some it sounds like he went to some chap in Leeds and he went, you fucking munter.
Or someone just broke his heart and he's like, fucking munters.
But no,
that it happened in Philippines.
As much as that decision isn't realistic, because I do think, especially someone who's a chief inspector, he's not going to take no shit, is he? Let's be honest. You don't get in that position by letting people walk over you. So,
The way you describe
up
this
with
game.
With his wife because he's so mean to criminals on the street.
Maybe he's just mean to his wife, though. Maybe he just thinks that she's a bit flaky or something. I don't know.
Maybe it was badly written. But the way you describe this. game, right? I want to emphasize to the listeners who can't see this game. He makes it sound really exciting.
It's really exciting. What are you talking about? We're in a movie theater or something.
Still screens. It looks like you're watching the screen side.
Who has the nerve to give shit about Starfield graphics? God damn.
What you've got to think of this game as being, Mr. Chin, right?
It's not a video game.
It's a graphic novel with choices. That's
okay. Talk about it on your graphic novel podcast.
But it's classed as a video game, so you can go and stick that up your ass.
I can't. It's a digital game.
It is a game.
I've tried.
It's a game.
So it's a video game.
It is a video game.
With one image and occasionally a
not
different
always
person that pops
one
up.
Image.
For 20 minutes, you're looking at one image and then different characters.
Honestly, I'm debating whether I even show video
Duke, I think you'll find it takes... It depends on how long it. I try to say that. It depends how long it takes you to read it, so it doesn't necessarily have to be 20 minutes.
Well,
so
I've been looking at this for 3 minutes, and you're in a movie theater or something. Is that where we are? A movie theater? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, watching a film called Point of.
And now we're outside the movie theater. Now, okay. Woof.
Only because I've skipped forward.
Change of venue. Yeah, I know.
See how quick was that? See, it was very quick.
Well, but Chinny can tell us how far along. In the
See, another scene.
Is.
Another scene coming up. There you go.
Someone's bedroom. Messy ass bedroom. Yeah. All right, anyway. So you're enjoying the letter,
I like reading, so I've no issues with this.
Sure. Get a book.
And it's fine. Well, it is a book. It's a book.
More than a book, Chinny.
But it's more like than a
graphic
book.
Novel come to life.
Yeah.
Hey, if he likes it, he likes it. I'm not giving him shit about that.
Yeah, I am.
Exactly. Power to you. Okay. For the record,
you need to play.
This is just
Don't forget how good Doki Doki Literature Club was now. I'm just saying.
I never played I don't know nothing about it.
What is that?
It's the other game he was talking about. And
it was the other game.
Was like, oh, my God, it's amazing. I think Tainted Brain loved it.
Tainted Brain thought it was brilliant. It's just you two's philistines. You can't read. Just saying.
Right. Are you done talking about the letter?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, great. Should we get to this?
Yeah, go on.
Come on, Stu, cook something.
Yeah,
because he said Stu looks like a hairy biker. He said.
Well, funnily enough, I am a chef, so there you go.
You are a chef.
I am a chef.
Yeah.
So it is correct. I can cook you something.
I've had a meal cooked by you.
Oh, you have. What do you want, GT punks? What do you want?
Congratulations! Here's your chicken dinner.
Why do I have chicken now?
Come round to your house tomorrow. What do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does know.
All right.
Where
should
you
we talk about the play my game game?
Yeah, we can do. We can do that.
All right. Yeah, bitch.
Play my game, bitch.
Yeah, it's got the Breaking Bad.
Yeah, bitch.
This is the part of the show where we pick a game and we all play it and talk about it.
All of us, except Duke this week.
Except Duke, who watched someone else playing it because it's not on a PC platform for free. So
no, it isn't.
That's all right. I got plenty to say about it anyway.
And this was my choice.
It was.
Can I just say, GT Punks is just comparing us all to people.
Yes, Josh Holm in a baseball cap. Who the hell is Josh Holm?
And Chitty, or Jimmy Hill's nephew, apparently.
It's because of my last people.
Damn. You
know, why do people call you Chinny? Is it because you got a big chin? I was like, no, my last name's Chin.
It's a compliment to be compared to this guy.
Just insulted me twice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he was in anyway. Chess.
Right. We all need to.
By the way, his next question will be, why aren't you Chinese, man?
We all need to sync up our conversation so we're having the same one. Is that okay?
Yeah, Kona.
Kona
is the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's chosen
Chitty,
by me.
Why did you pick this? Yes.
Because great question, Eric. The reason
it
why
is
I
a great
it
question.
I saw a screenshot and I went, that kind of looks like a detective game. I like detective games.
Yeah.
I took a snapshot.
And then you were horribly mistaken.
And then it started in the snow. It started in the snow and I went, what the fuck is this? Oh God, this is awful.
I didn't realize I was playing The Long Dark, but apparently I am.
It isn't that harsh, can I just say?
So you start off with the snow.
No, but you have to start a fire in order to not freeze.
You've got to start a fire. But look, you crash your car and you're in the middle of nowhere and you've got to start a fire and get your car. Can we
just say, though, if this was the Long Dark, if you didn't start a fire within 5 seconds, you would be dead.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not as harsh as that. So you find a cabin and then you get in the car and then you go to a petrol station and there's a dead body in the petrol station. You're like, oh my God, there's a dead body in the petrol station. And then
any dead body. Is the guy who hired you's dead body.
Oh, the guy, Rum, bum.
Yeah, that's a bit of a doozy.
I would just be like, just rob him and just move on.
Yeah, okay. You owe me some money, old man. It's in your pockets.
I would just turn around and get the hell out of there.
I'll get my money.
That's why I'm get your money and get out of there. Yeah. Well, how are you going to get him? He's dead.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like
go through his
whatever
pockets,
problem he
take
had.
Fillings out of his teeth.
Whatever problem he had is now been solved. It's not my problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it?
Someone took care of it. He doesn't need me anymore.
Yeah, but where's the money? He's not got the money.
Send a letter to his lawyer. You owe me $500.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'll be out of there.
I mean,
and send a letter to his lawyer.
Been gone through, isn't it?
No, but you can go through the till.
Yeah, but you don't take the money. Yeah, there's cash.
Yeah, there's cash in there. He doesn't take it.
You take a key. You take a key.
What kind of game is this?
Yeah. And then when the police come, you go, was there any money in there? You'd be like, no. He said, yeah, but the books say there was.
Well, the books were wrong. I think there was a dude running off when I got there. He was cackling about how he got all the money.
I'll be honest. In this blizzard, there aren't any police coming, are there?
Sorry, I'm laughing at
a comment.
They're
going to come find you after you break the chain.
I saw that.
GT Punk says, your channel should be called Three Stages of Beard.
Yeah, it should.
It's a good one. All right, we're going
to
stop reading out your comments now. They're too funny.
Read every comment someone
puts. They're too funny.
We're in the wrong order for the three stages.
GT Punk, be less funny, please.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Kona.
So, you drive a car, and then I think it becomes a bit more open-worldy because you
get to a point where you can't take the car any further, don't you? Where the bridges collapse and there's just a big hole in the ground, and you have to get out and start walking. Which is where I got lost.
No, there's loads of little roads you can turn off and do different things, though.
I just got out of the car and started trekking. So I got to a cabin. And I had a route round there, and then I'm like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go now. So that's when I stopped playing it.
It's not great, I don't know why it's not good. The voiceover, because you have a sort of like a voiceover,
so over narrated,
and it's not great.
The voice acting isn't great, and it was like Fred was driving down the street. He had been hired by so and so to blah blah blah, looking this and thing. The bridge.
I spotted. By the way, Duke, I think I spotted the wrong use of irony. Can I see if I got it right?
Here we go.
Because you always, I'm very skeptical about, or sorry, hesitant to say, oh, that's ironic around you, because you go, actually, it's not ironic, it's a coincidence. I did a TikTok. So it goes, basically, you're doing something about a vandal, right? You're investigating a vandal.
Yep.
And in order to get to the place where you need to go to, you need to vandalize a chain and cut the chain to open the bridge to go down.
Right.
And he goes, oh, the irony. And I'm like, no, it's a coincidence, isn't it? It's a coincidence that you're vandalizing.
That's right.
And then, so I wrote to the developer and I said, dear developer, you're a fucking idiot.
Okay, actually, hang on a second.
What? I've already sent the email now.
Well, you might have to rescind it or apologize for sending it.
Yeah, but I sent
one.
A big
this
bag of shit as well.
This is one of those cases where, well, then maybe you'll have to eat the bag of shit.
It could be ironic, to be fair.
It could be ironic because you're on the side of law and order, and for you to technically break the law by breaking the lock, you're not, I mean, you're vandalizing. Yeah, it's one of those that could be considered ironic.
It's
situational irony, which is the hardest one to really pin down because it's the last thing you'd ever expect to happen, which is tricky in terms, you know. But think about it this way. If you get hurt by a truck, that's not irony, right? If you get hurt by a truck with a lot of bricks, that's not irony. If you get hurt by an ambulance, that's irony because ambulances are supposed to help. So in that same vein, if you're supposed to enforce the law against vandalism and you are in fact vandalizing, then that's irony.
What if you get hit by a truck and you're a truck driver for a living?
That's not irony. That's coincidence.
What if you get hit by a truck but you're a truck?
Yeah, what if you're a truck?
What if you get on a video game podcast and you get sidetracked every 5 seconds so you don't talk about video games? Kona, anyway, this thumbs game is down for me.
This game is shit. I'm sorry that I wasted your time. As soon as I started playing it, I was like, oh, God, this is awful. God,
it was easy
did
for
I do?
Me with YouTube. I just hit fast forward a bunch of times. Yeah. And then I read the plot on some's plot summary, because there isn't a Wikipedia page for it. So I had to do a Google search, and there's someone on Reddit who was like, I just finished playing it, but I don't understand the story. Can someone explain it for me? And this one dude put like seven paragraphs about the story, and I'm like, oh, thank God. And somebody just summarized it on Reddit. And it sounds like a dreadful story.
Yeah, well,
so,
what is it?
Okay, so the dude. Okay, so the guy who hired you, Rich Man Burns or whatever his name is, he had accidentally killed some woman in a hunting accident. And the guy at the beginning of the game, you find a note that's like, Stephanie, my life. Yeah, exactly. You find a note from someone who's like, oh, my wife, my star, my everything. You know, remember that note you find early on? Anyway, apparently that was written by the dude who went and killed filthy rich banks man, whatever his name is. And that, so you eventually find that dude and he tells you why he killed him. And killed my wife. And then apparently in the last third of the game,
apparently...
Do you know what a Wendigo is? It's this mythical creature in the Quebecan Northwest, I guess. It's part of the Pacific indigenous culture. Anyway, so there's this Wendigo that shows up and like messes with you and makes you, you know, almost die or whatever. It sounded pretty sketchy. I didn't even bother looking at the end of the YouTube thing, but apparently there's some supernatural shit for no reason.
Oh,
can I just say you're both going to be pleased, because on the 7th of May, which is in 2 days' time, Kona 2 releases on Game Pass.
Are you serious?
And it's on, and it's on PC. Now there's irony.
Guess
for
what?
You.
We've already picked the one for next week, which is going to be Manor Lords. I'm excited to play this one.
I think we have to play Kona 2. I think
we can do that next week. One.
Yeah, I was going to say not next week, but after that, I think we've got to do it.
Yeah,
got to do it.
Manor Lords, people. Yeah,
I want to play Manor Lords because everybody's been talking about Manor Lords.
Yeah, let's play Manor Lords. By the way,
Dylan, that's verbal irony. Moving on.
Okay, there you go.
Right. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck with him, Dylan.
Yeah,
don't. So reality bites. They also talk about the definition of irony. Okay, so is it back to me then?
Yes, I guess so.
Yes. I got the Duchess, who is now back from Poland. Yay! Welcome home, Duchess. But she came back with COVID.
I was going to say she came back with Kona.
No, she better not. I'd kick her out of the house.
She came back with Colin from Poland.
Colin.
She came back from Poland with COVID. And of course, I had to make a joke. So I said, what kind of skanky poles have you been licking?
Oh, my God.
It's a play on words, because people in Poland are... They dance.
Yeah,
on
what you did. I saw what you did there.
Right. So anyway, the point is, we've had to isolate ever since she got back. It sucks. She was gone for a week, and now we can't hug or nothing because she's
got
sick.
Oh, I was going to say you both isolated. No, I'm assuming you just isolated the Duchess.
Well, yeah, she's in the top half of the house, and I'm in the bottom half of the house.
So is she living with the goats?
Yeah, pretty much.
Get in with the goats. You're not staying in the house. Get out of here. What are you?
So anyway,
is she well?
She's fine. She was pretty ill for a few days, but she's getting better and her fever's over with and she's, you know, a little better every day. So, but this is the first time getting it. So that, you know, it's kind of rough. And she had to stay home.
First time's always the worst.
It is always the worst. And she's such a careful person. And really?
Second time was the worst.
Okay. Well,
by far.
Well, in her case, I think it's going to be the first time. Hopefully she doesn't get it again, but you know, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, the point
is, to be fair.
Yes.
I was just going to say, to be fair, the last time, I can't remember the last time I knew someone had COVID. It's a while. Yeah, it's a long time.
She was on a plane. She was masking on the plane. She was at this conference. She was being very safe, but apparently someone at the conference had it. So, you bastards. Anyway, she's feeling better. But the point is, I convinced, because we had to stay home anyway, I'm like, hey, let's watch Fallout. So, we've watched the first four episodes. We watched half of it now. And I don't know if y'all want to talk about it later on, but
I haven't watched one episode.
Oh, okay. Fair enough then. I won't talk about
it. I'll tell you, you could talk to it about Millie, because she's finished it, I think. She's watched it all. She loved it. I'll call her up.
Call her up. But Amar was interested in talking to me, because Amar was like, I want to know what you think, because you're the biggest Fallout fan I know. And I said to the Duchess before we started, I was like, okay, would you like to hear 0%, 50%, or 100% of the things that I'm going to want to talk about connecting the games to the show? And she was like, why don't we start with 5%, and I can dial you up or down if I need to. was like, okay,
nothing really. Yeah.
So I told her a little bit about like the bombs dropped in 2077 and they're living in a vault and all this other stuff. So yeah.
Well, he kind of gives you that in the show.
But I was like, there's this company called Vault-Tec. I was trying to just provide a little bit of helpful info. And I was like, we'll see a beverage soon called Nuka-Cola. And then like 30 seconds later, it showed up. I'm like, look, it's Nuka-Cola. Anyway, Amar sent me that, the gif of Leonardo DiCaprio, like pointing at the screen, you know what I'm talking about? When he's like on the couch and he's like pointing at the screen.
Once upon a time in Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, this is you the whole time when you're watching Fallout, right? And I'm like, yeah, it is. So anyway, the
Never mind that. What did she think as a non-gamer?
She's enjoying it. We have some opinions about the tone. This is all I'll say about it right now. Halfway through, the tone is a little different from the tone of the video games. Yes, they both have a whole lot of horrible violence, but the game is, it doesn't take itself as seriously as the show does, I think. And that's not a criticism of the show necessarily. It's just, it feels a little grimdark, as the kids say. It's coming after Game of Thrones and Last of Us.
Is that what they say, grimdark?
Yeah,
grimdark. But then you've got to try and reach a wider audience. I mean, if you do an adaptation, you don't want to capture just video gamers, do you?
I know. And like I said, it's not a criticism necessarily. There may be good reasons for doing it. It's just, I'm amazed, it's jarring to me that, yes?
I'm amazed at work how many people at work have watched The Last of Us. Yeah, and a lot of them are the girls at work and didn't know it was a video game, a bit like to begin with. They just assumed it was just a TV show.
Well, they want to watch it for Buddy Pedro, don't they?
Yeah. Ooh, and enjoyed it. I mean, they all like it. They all think it's a pretty good show.
Yeah. Well, it is. They're right. So, of course, after we watched so much Fallout, I mean, I'm going to have to play some Fallout.
What else did you want to discuss?
But I just played Fallout 4 recently, and I heard the mods are all broken, and it may be that the game's all messed up right now. And I tried New Vegas not long ago, but it looks so, not janky exactly, but it's not, it just, it's so, it's, New Vegas is an old game. They need to remaster that or remake it. So anyway, I was like, obviously the choice is going to be Fallout 76. So started that back up. It's still good. It's, they did this thing where they offer to allow you, if you've played before, apparently, I don't know if maybe you can do it if you haven't played before, but you can jump ahead to level 20 because you start out level 2 or whatever, right? And so I was like, huh, do I want to start? No, I don't want to jump ahead to level 20. There's something about starting over that's always fun for me, whether it's Minecraft or, you know, whatever it is. So I started over and I'm having a lot of fun with it and I'm shooting people and I'm definitely a lot more used to it because, you know, the first time I played it, I was missing VATS so much. And if you don't think about it as a VATS Fallout game, but rather as like a live action shooter, it's a much better experience. So, yeah. And the other thing they've done recently, which I don't remember really seeing much the last time I played it, which was a few years ago, is that, and I think this is really smart. Okay. So there's building of settlements in Fallout 4. Everybody hates the settlements in Fallout 4, right? Well, some people like it.
Yes.
Very well, I didn't never did it. I did the one that you have to do as part of the game, and that was it.
Right. So,
but then I have a mate, and that's all he did. That's all he did was
you
build.
You don't have a mate.
I do, Sean.
No, hey, remember that,
you know, remember Feng Chui?
I remember.
That's all he did. That's all he did was build stuff.
Well, here's the thing. In 76, you have this thing called CAMP, which I don't know what it stands for, but it's this mobile way of building, right? So, you know, if you change servers, somebody else may have built in that region that you put your home down in, and so you can place it somewhere else, right? The problem is, you know, I mean, first of all, this game takes place in the mountains of West Virginia, and it's mountains. So, like, there's no level area anywhere. So you build a house in one spot with, you know, mountains to the right and trees to the north. You put it in a different spot, it's not going to, you know, it's going to have trouble fitting into that same locale. You know what I mean?
That John Denver wasn't joking around, was he?
Exactly. So here's the thing. They did this very smart thing where they created what are called, what are they called?
Flat areas.
No, it's called like shelters. That's what they're called. They're called shelters. And basically, it's a way to make a vault, and all you put down on the ground is just a door in the ground, right? And then you go into that, and you have a whole vault area underneath the ground.
I see.
And it's such a smart way to get around the question of how are you going to place all this stuff? Because I don't really know.
Wait a minute. Can I just ask a question, right?
Go ahead, ask away.
So where, first of all, where do you get the vault door from that you just place on the ground?
There's
so
a quest as soon as you start that's like, here's a key, go find out what it opens, and then there's a
and
quest
you just carry this vault door with you. You just carry it around.
Sure. Well, you have your camp, and whenever you put it down, you suddenly have access to all these building stuff. It's just like the workbenches in Fallout 4 Yes.
Do you know when we were talking about suspending your disbelief?
Yeah, you're right. It's very unrealistic in this world of mutants and ghouls and talking robots
to carry
a door around.
No, not only that, right?
A whole
I accept.
To open up.
Yeah, exactly. I accept, right, that in a post-apocalyptic world, you could have mutants and you could have monsters and people with guns and bandits and all that stuff. That's that's fairly, you know, Mad Max territory. I'm fine with that, right? I accept
you've seen
that's
it a bunch.
Yeah, I don't have to suspend my disbelief for that because that's probably what'll happen if we get a nuclear war. Do you know what I mean?
Or
that's
we'll
what's
all die
be left.
And there will be nothing left.
Or you can carry a massive vault door, drop it on the floor, and then suddenly underneath it is a whole vault. Is a little bit much. Just saying.
I agree. And if it weren't a video game, I'd say it's stupid. But because it's a video game and it's a nice
hell?
Convenient.
Well,
fine.
I guess, but he's completely unrealistic. Come on,
right,
you need
is.
A shovel.
It
you got to dig a hole. What is going
I'm not
on?
Disputing that. But, I mean, it's unrealistic to move your whole house with the camp kit, right?
Well, exactly. That's ridiculous as well. I didn't say that wasn't.
Okay. There's a lot of ridiculous things in video games. We agree
there is,
that.
But
anyway.
that is to the, like, nth degree of ridiculousness, let's be honest.
I agree. I don't know if you know, Stu, but this isn't real.
No, I get that, right? But you play Red Dead 2, it's fairly realistic. You play most games.
That's Red Dead 2, isn't it?
Yeah, but most games
try to be
on a level
of realism.
But even in Red Dead
Online, when you move your camp... I mean, yeah, you tell the guy, like, go move it over there. And I mean,
yeah, so he unpacks everything and then packs it all up again and whatever.
I mean,
he doesn't just put a door on the floor and it just appears underneath by magic.
I can't argue with you, Stu.
It's a good, no, but it sounds like a good solution to a problem.
It is a very good solution. Yes.
It sounds like a stupid solution to a problem.
No, well, with 2-for-1,
I think it's
a
really smart solution. It's not in terms of
the
story,
smartest thing I've ever heard in my
it's
life.
It's not sensible. But on the other hand, Portal is you put a hole in a wall and you walk into another wall.
Yeah, but that's science, though. Yeah, but that's
science. Okay. Well, I can
accept that some scientist in the Portal universe has developed a portal gun.
Okay,
Vault-Tec
developed a portal gun that allows an entryway
that digs its own vault.
No, it's just a portal into a vault.
Is it, though?
Sure, why not?
Anything to stop this train of conversation.
Oh, this is
Fallout 76 is fun. If you like Fallout, play Fallout 76.
That's the reason I ain't playing this game.
So, Fallout 76, if I start up Fallout 76, what am I doing for most of the time?
I mean, you know, you're doing Fallout stuff. Like, you leave the vault, you're trying to find your overseer, you quickly meet up with this person who's having a problem with a gang of people, you have to go and kill the gang.
Am I fighting
or you can maybe talk
PCs?
About... You're fighting NPCs. Yep, there are humans. You will run into other players. You get to choose whether you want peaceful mode on or not. It's much like Red Dead Online.
Is there situations where I would fight other players?
I've never actually fought other players, and I know that by and large people don't fight each other, but there may be, you know, servers or communities where it is like, you know, in a lot of MMOs, people will talk about world versus world. And you'll have, like, clans doing those kind of battles. It might be more fun to have, you know, fighting against actual people. But I'm here for the PvE stuff, so.
Yeah, so that's what I would stay around for. But
are really nice in this game, too. Like, you know, bunch of stuff, and people will just dump materials on you, so.
Yeah.
It's good.
Is there a good story?
It's not a great story, but I will tell you that there is, toward the bottom of the map, there's this place that you will eventually find, and there's this whole quest line about this woman who had been, I talked about it once upon a time when I played it years ago. This woman had been like a spy on a radio drama, and then people started getting in touch with her and like, I need you to help me. Or she was a detective or something. And people were like, I need you to help me with this. I need you to help me with that. Thinking she was actually the character. And so she eventually made this like school for women who want to be badass spies. And there's this whole thing about like her daughter and these other women she was helping. And that's a really good story. Most of the stories are, you know, it's a mixed bag like any Fallout game.
Yeah.
The main story is not great, but you know, meanwhile, you get to shoot a lot of people.
Just no desire to play it right now. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I don't. I don't blame you.
I don't know. I love Fallout, but this Fallout's, one just yeah, meh.
I don't know if it's free, but it certainly is cheap. So
cheap.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's Fallout 76.
Yeah, it looks okay. It does look all right, but so I played a bit of it. And then I was just like, "Yeah,
it's $40. I guess it's not.
I don't like how the graphics and everything is moving around. I prefer my graphics to be still.
Yeah, I like that. I like
well, have you heard of the letter, Chinny?
Much easier. Can I just say it's much easier to focus on?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure.
Okay, right, Stu, have back also. To you. I've also been playing a shit ton of Dredge this week.
There's moving graphics in that, Stuart. How have there you been is. Coping
I
with that?
I love this game. It's hard. It's hard to focus.
How tough is it?
Yeah, but most of the time you're looking focus. At a boat, to be fair.
Yeah, do you know what? This game is way deeper than I anticipated.
Ah, deeper. I see what you did there.
I did. Yeah, I did.
It's in the ocean.
I mean, I played the demo, obviously, then bought the game on the Steam sale and then never went back. So I never played it for ages. And then in the last couple of weeks, I'm like, a couple of people I know have said, oh, it was their game of the year last year. It was amazing, right?
Yeah,
I'm
thinking, a lot of people like it.
How good can this really be? And it's pretty good. It's pretty good because you start off with your basic boat. Now, one of the things, as you know, I'm not keen on is crafting stuff or
right.
things that involve building or collecting stuff to make
you,
things
you
better.
You vomit on the sight of crafting, don't you?
I do. I'm
like,
not a big
fan.
As soon
as you see crafting in a game, you go like that.
Not a big fan. But this game kind of makes it fun. Because what it does is you have to go around and find like shipwrecks and stuff while you're doing your fishing. And then you can dredge those shipwrecks and get materials to obviously enhance your boat and make it better.
So you're loving a crafting game.
So it sounds like every fucking crafting game I've ever
known. Well, kind of.
Except
kinda,
this one, you're on a boat. So it's
you're on a
there's
boat.
There's a little mini game to, and obviously, as you can see, it's a little bit like Hexagon HD.
Because you've got to dodge
the black things. To dredge. But what's kind of interesting, if it's something like a valuable, as you can see on screen now, it goes really fast and there are lots of them, you know, to try and stop you getting them. If it's, and also every time you fuck it up, the time moves. It's a little bit like Super Hot. Yeah. So time only moves when you do stuff. So time's not moving. And you've got to keep your eye on the clock because if you're out in the dark, it fucks you up this game if you go, but the best fish and all the most valuable stuff is at night time. So you've got to enhance your boat enough so you can go out at night more safely than obviously you would otherwise. Because like a fog descends, all these fucking weird sea creatures try and kill your boat. And sometimes you can end up totally stranded because it only takes like a fish to damage one engine compartment, you know, where your engine sits. And that's it. You've no engine. So you literally float bobbing along and you can go at about 1 mile an hour. So it's like proper like, oh, fuck. So you can see this dude's out in dark here, but you get better fish. You get loads of mutated fish, which are worth a lot more money.
Dude.
And you've got to continue to enhance your boat. You know, put bigger like reels, better rods, enhance like your cargo space, better lighting. So you've got to keep thinking about all this stuff that you've got to do to your boat to make it better. But then on top of that, there's a whole other layer of story stuff as well, which is really cool. So it's not just about catching fish and dredging materials. You know, there's like all these tasks that you've got to do for people who live there. Yeah, and each
one's an example of a task.
So there's one like a builder comes up to you like early on in the game and she says, oh, I've had enough living here. And I can't really go into why, but I want to get out of here as soon as I can. Can you collect me like some planks and some building materials? If you leave it on this island, I'll obviously reward you for doing that.
Again with the craft.
So then you, but she's crafting, so I don't give a shit. I'm only collecting the stuff for her.
I'm just collecting the material. So, I don't even get to craft
it. I don't even get to do it. So you collect all that stuff, then you drop it off at the island, go and tell her, and then you have to transport her there. So you have to, and then you get paid for that. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, if you need any help, just come and give me a shout. You know what I mean? I'll do what I can. So every time you help someone, they then in turn help you. Now, there is a bit. Chinny, I'm assuming you're familiar with the League of Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. I love the League of Gentlemen. Yeah.
Now, you know Hilary Brisk the Butcher?
Yes.
as he's...
There's a scene where they're at a snooker table and they're playing snooker and he throws the meat on the table. Yeah, and he's not here. No, don't do it. And he's got the...
Right. Yeah. So there's this impression that there's something dodgy about the meat he's giving. Yes. And it's almost like drugs. It's like the meat's drugs. Well, there's an element of that in this game. Part of me feels like they've sinned the League of Gentlemen, because if you catch any of the dodgy mutated fish...
Yes.
When you take those to the fishmonger, he's like, oh, brilliant. I've got a customer who'd really love this. So he's like almost wants you to catch a dodgy fish. And then one night.
No, don't show me that here.
Yeah, like
you
one
know
night.
You want it.
One night I took him some dodgy fish, right? And he was like, oh, it's just what I was looking for. And then he doesn't open the shop for a day. Mm. And I'm like, what? Well, see, when you go and see him the next time, he's all a bit twitchy.
Right. Close the door! Close the door!
What? What the hell?
Yeah, it's for
was
his
doing
friend.
That? Yeah, dodgy
you like that?
Fish.
Mutated
last night.
Fish? Oh, yeah.
So there's that. And then there's all these other areas. So there's the main area. And then there's these other far, like further out islands. And I've upgraded my motor enough to get there. And then there's a whole other load of stories and stuff to go on. You know, once you get to these other islands, it's really cool. There's a traveling merchant. It's a lot of depth. There's way, way, way more to this game than I'd anticipated.
Well, they are British.
Are they? I'm really impressed.
I think so. I'm looking at stuff. They're published by Team 17, which is the Worms people, isn't
That's
it?
That's correct. So, yeah.
yeah, I feel like they're British.
Started development by a New Zealand studio, Black Salt Games.
You know what, though? New Zealand.
They were inspired
by
Papers, Please.
Kind of, but it's part of the Commonwealth.
It's part of the Commonwealth. New Zealand sense of humor. New Zealand sense of humor is very dry, like British humor as well. So we'll have
that. This game isn't dry, though. Hey-o.
Hey-o. So, yeah, it's pretty good. Give Dredge a go.
We're making the jokes.
In December of last year, crossover content based on Dredge was released as free DLC for Dave the Diver. So, Stu, when you get done with this, you can play Dave the Diver.
I'm playing Dredge Dave the Diver as well. So yeah.
There's also Godzilla downloadable content on Dave the Diver. Ooh,
okay. That's right. That's true. Sweet. Okie dokie. Duke, back to you.
Yeah. So enough with all the fucking crafting shit. Mini Settlers is a game that I played recently. God. And I'm going to make this very quick. There's not much to say about it, but I'll talk about this and then I'll get to the other one that I played because it's actually more interesting. Mini Settlers it's just like Banished or any other city builder, except it's very minimalistic. So it's all, you know, it takes like 3 seconds to download. The demo's free. Mini Settlers Prologue, and
it looks like a Java game, you know.
It plays kind of like a Java game. It's just you have an HQ and then you have to build, I think, foresters that logging shack, that's what you do, and then you get wood and then you put up an orchard so you can have fruit. And I didn't realize this until I had played it for a little bit, every plant that you build, whether it's a water pumping plant or the logging plant or the orchard for apples, it's all an equation. Like, you put in water, you get apples. That's what happens in the orchard. You put in, you start with the wood, and the wood is just the wood's your basic resource, and you get the wood to the water place and it gets you water, so in other words. And,
oh my god, is just another version of that game, isn't it?
It is. Factorio. It really is.
It is. It's Factorio again.
But it's, So whatever. It's very basic. And it was fun. But at a certain point, I feel like the programming broke down because I had a city center with all these houses around it and I needed to upgrade it. And in order to do that, you need stone. Well, I had a quarry going and a lot of stone coming out of it. And the stone wasn't going from the warehouse to the city center. So I was like, okay, I'll put another warehouse close to the city center. I put like 4 warehouses all around the city center and they're connected. The roads are legit. Other stuff is getting to the city center. The stone would not get to the city center. I have no idea why it wouldn't get the stone there. I went on the Steam discussions and other people were complaining about the same thing. And I was just like, you know what? Here's my report about your glitch. Game's fucked up. Fix it, people. So, yeah.
Good. You tell
them,
dude.
About Mini Settlers. Yeah, that's right. I will. So, that's Mini Settlers. Right. The other game that I've been playing is called Urbo Dream 1. And I like this game so much, I actually bought it
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. But it was only $5. So I know. But still, it's $5. You know, I'm a cheapskate. And
sales,
I really
real
liked
money.
It. I was just going to play it a little bit to have something to talk about on the game instead of Rocket League and Fallout. And so here's the way this works. It's, you're building a city, sort of, but it's not a city builder. It has nothing to do with the fact. It could be anything. It could be that you're putting up a bookshelf or something. You know the game 2048, where you have so, the
not
numbers?
Really.
Okay, so here's the way 2048 works.
Threes is the same thing, isn't it?
Maybe. I don't really know. But, okay, yeah, 2048 works like this, and you tell me how threes connects to this. You get the number one. It's a grid, 4x4 grid or whatever. And you get one, and you put – it's always coming down. So if you can get two ones together, they turn into two. You put two together, two twos together, they turn into four. You get two fours together, they turn into eight, et cetera. And you eventually get up to 2048. This is that as a city builder. Right. So what you're doing is
merging little blocks together to make bigger blocks.
Exactly. Bigger buildings. Right. And then if you get three together, then it makes the next level building. So you start out with these one and then you get two and then three, four, whatever. If you can combine four buildings at the same time, you get a little bonus thing. If you get enough bonus things, you get cards. And the cards make everything easier. So eventually, it becomes a different kind of game. Like, you start off thinking you're just making a nice little city. And eventually, you realize, no. What you're doing is you're planning out where you're going to put stuff. And then eventually, you place the last one so that you're combining six buildings at once or whatever it is, right? And then the challenge becomes, okay, can I combine four or five buildings at once so that it collapses into the next level up type building in the spot that will collapse three surrounding buildings of that same higher level, if that makes sense. It's really kind of confusing, but
it's one of those games though, when you start playing it starts to click, doesn't it?
Yeah, it totally does. Because I thought, you know, I played it a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I can see where this is going. I will give it a positive review on the podcast. And then like an hour later, I'm like, oh my God, I am killing it. I got 21,000 points on my first playthrough, which is, when I went through to play it again later on, I was like, damn, I only maxed out at like 5,000. So I feel very proud of that. People can go online, Steam, get the demo. It's called Urbo Dream 1, and give it a shot. See if you can match my 21,000 on the demo. And then, so the way it works is once you get a certain score on the main sort of, you know, board or whatever you're looking at, you can change the environment. The actual game starts off in the desert, and then you get the, you know, green cliff side that we're looking at here on the stream. And then, you know, it unlocks other things, and it'll unlock, you know, when you basically the game ends when you fill the whole grid up and you can't combine things anymore. But later on, the levels you unlock, you can, once you fill the grid up, another grid sort of emerges, and then you can start working on that as well. And your score keeps going. So it's interesting. It's very minimalist. I'm glad they charged $5 because that's about what it's worth. But it's, the graphics are really nice. The music is very fitting and nice to listen to. It's chill. It's very rewarding because when you get five in a row, it'll, you know, make these noises, and it's very satisfying in the aesthetics. So yeah,
nice,
cool.
It looks like I'm getting it. The more I'm watching it, the more I'm getting what's going on.
Yeah. Try the demo. I think you might like it, Stu. Give it a try too. Everybody, give it a try.
Play my game, bitch, next week.
Yeah. We're doing Man
Eggs.
Lord. But maybe in 2 weeks. Hi, Duchess.
Maybe
welcome
no,
back
in 2 weeks we're playing Kona 2.
You're having a heart.
We should.
Her heart. Room. I think her heart. You're making fun of Stu's heart.
Heart.
Oh, she's saying she loves me. I thought she was gesturing to her heart, and I was like,
wow.
I know, right?
Yeah,
how rude.
No need.
No, she was being very sweet. I love you too, Duchess.
Yeah.
Those eggs.
We should talk about...
Sure. Okay.
I've got one more game.
No, well, before that, we should talk about the fact that we might be meeting in London.
Oh, yeah, no. Yes. By the way, can I just say, Chinny, I checked with bloody Fraser myself, because you're useless.
That's correct.
Yeah, you are. I was like, fuck it, I'll just text him myself. Well, I'll text Chitty and say, look, I've merely sorted out alternative transport to the airport.
Yeah.
So I can probably come.
So I have no more excuse for not meeting up with Fraser.
Yeah, can you just confirm with Fraser that it's definitely the 8th he's coming because I'll have to request it off at work.
Yeah.
And then how long do you think it took Chinny to get back to me, Duke?
After about that 3 weeks.
No, never. He never got back to me. He didn't even answer.
And you have no way to contact Fraser, so I just did it.
Yeah, well, I did text him.
No, I did text him, and he said it's definitely the 8th. And I was like, okay, I'll let Stu know. So I must have forgot.
You didn't let me know.
He found out. He just didn't tell you that he found out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he did the thing, but didn't do the thing.
Sorry.
So hopefully I will check this week, but I have put it in the request book. But I'll double check it.
In terms of what we're doing, I don't know. But I always think I was looking at some pinball bars, right? Because Fraser likes his pinball. Okay. And there's a few pinball arcade type things in London. So I figured we could go to one of those.
Have a bit of a thing there.
So that's what we was going to do. The Seal podcast, they like a drink. So they're going to get pissed.
Me and you aren't, so we'll not be drinking.
Yeah, so I don't know what, maybe when they're too pissed, I don't know what we're going to do.
Leave them in a ditch.
I don't know whether I'm staying the night.
In London?
In London, I don't know.
Do you know anyone in London?
Can you just crash on someone's couch?
I assumed we're... Well, if that's the case, Mr. Chin, if you're not stopping over, would it be okay for me to just come to your house and then go to London from there?
Well, the problem is, I knew you were going to ask that.
Well, I don't particularly want to stop in London on my own.
I knew you were going to ask that,
so I rented out the room and it's not
a the night before... We're going to London, which is June the 8th, by the way, is when Fraser's down.
Yeah, it's a Saturday, isn't it?
It's a Saturday. The night before, I've got my snooker presentation. I've got a little trophy to collect.
Okay.
Woo, trophy.
So, I mean, you can come along if you want.
I could come along. You know, I'll be like, you want to see
Chinny get a trophy?
Don't be a fanboy. I'm just going to
be a bit random,
like,
you know.
You should act like you don't know him and be like, hey, has Chinny gotten his trophy yet?
It's only a small affair, Stu. It's not a big hoo-ha or anything.
Come in a tux. Come with, like, flowers. Like, yeah.
It's just like Ronnie O'Sullivan. Oh, my God.
For you.
Speech. So, we could do that. I haven't really worked out what I'm going to do, like whether we go down London, go to a pinball arcade.
So I'm assuming that in that case, what? We're going to go Saturday morning then?
Yeah. We could come back the same day. I don't know.
Well, that's what I was assuming. I mean, because let's be honest. Obviously, I don't drink anymore and I haven't drunk since the heart thing. So we'd just be a bit like spur wheels.
I've got better. Like, you know, because I saw them last year. The year before. I think it was the year before. 2022, I think it was. Can't remember. Anyway. I went down and saw Fraser then, and you know, it was nice.
I mean,
I had to work the next day. It was a Sunday, and I had to work the next day, so I left. But look, the way they talked about it, it was a proper messy night, and I'm like, well, I probably would have left early anyway because there's a certain point in the night where no one misses you. Do you know what I mean? Because everybody's
so drunk. That's right.
You're like, well, I'm not really adding much here, and no one's going to remember when I leave anyway.
Well,
so
we can get a late train back, can't we? It doesn't have to be early, I don't suppose.
But would you want to stop at mine that time?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I don't want to be God getting back to yours at God knows what time and then driving home.
Okay. And then you get to meet the babe.
I will. Get to see your big house. Yeah, we can sort that out between us.
If anybody wants to come along, June the 8th, I think Andy Cox was talking about coming. The June the 8th. We need to get more organized, but that's the idea.
I won't be there.
Can I just compliment Millie though? She was very understanding about it all and was just like, no, you know what I mean. Yeah. So she was very happy
and cooperative when I said, "Fuck off! I'm going to go hang out with my video game friends. So get your own ride."
Okay. So what's your next game, Stu?
The final game. Do you know, we were talking about last week that the golf club made the 2K games.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to have a look if any of these are on. So I'll be honest, I had to do some serious trekking around. And Green Man Gaming had a sale on, funnily enough, which was kind of lucky. And I think I picked it for about a tenner, 12 quid. It was about 12 quid.
Nice.
But on Steam, it's still 49 quid. It's like...
Well, it's just, sports games are just expensive.
Yeah, so expensive. So I went
on PGA Tour 2K21.
Yeah, yeah. 2K23 is that the latest one, isn't it? Yeah. That was still about 15 quid in the sale. But the reviews for it aren't great. So everyone's like, oh, just stick with 21. 23 is just full of microtransactions and it's really bad. So don't play that. Play 21. It's the same game almost, just without the microtransactions.
Yeah. Okay.
So I picked that up. And I'll be honest, I kind of like it.
This is the golf club people there. They didn't do the Masters one. But
yeah, it comes up at the beginning. What, HB Games, I think they're called, who made it. Yeah. And obviously that, and it's kind of funny because you see it and you're like, oh, it's a golf club, but it isn't a golf club. But it really, it is the golf club.
So this is way better than the Masters one then.
Yes, I like this, to be fair. I'm kind of impressed. This is better than the golf club. It's more advanced. There's some really cool things that it does to make things a bit easier. So it gives you a putting line on this game. So if you're pressing the whole day, it'll give you an idea of where the ball's going to go from where you start off. So you can then adjust your putting on the green. And it does make it easier.
Yeah.
It does make it that bit easier because you can kind of work out the line a lot better. So I kind of like that. It does a really cool thing with the power meter in this game, which I really liked.
Yeah.
So if you pull back on the like on the analog stick, it actually moves the slider on like with the amount of power. So it actually gives you a target to aim for when you're doing your backswing.
Yeah.
So I really like that. There's some real compared to considering...
nice little feedback.
Yeah, and also just gives you something to like guide you. You know, like with the Masters, the one that we played off Game Pass, which is the latest game. I mean, this is 2 years old now, this game. Yeah. And it's still got features that are better than the latest Masters game.
And I think they keep tweaking it and changing things and taking stuff. It's so annoying how they do that because I always think, oh, the latest game will be the one that's most polished and most fun to play. And it's not always the case with whether it's FIFA or PGA or whatever, which is why I love the fact that like Rocket League just keeps updating stuff and they don't make you buy a new game every year.
Yeah. So. The only thing I'm not overly keen on with this game is there's 2 meters you have to watch now. So in the original golf club, you only had to concentrate on how straight you were hitting it. You know what I mean? That your sort of backwards and forward swing was in the line so that you didn't slice or draw it.
Yeah.
In this game, it's sort of got that. But also, if you don't swing fast enough or slowly enough, it also slices or draws it, which I'm kind of not overly impressed with because I think, in it's real so life, you just wouldn't hit it as hard. It wouldn't, right.
And the one that I'm playing, like it'll tell you like how slow or fast you went, and it's like too slow, too fast, 0.3% too slow. I'm like, motherfucker, you don't need to tell me I'm 0.3% too slow. And it's like, what am I doing? I'm pulling it back and then like just pushing it up as fast as I can, and it's like too slow. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So
this doesn't do that. This doesn't do that. It just penalizes. It just makes you do a bad shot.
But it's I wonder, Stu, like, are you using like a professional or is this your character?
No. Okay. You could choose like beginner level, which was loads of assists on, so it made it really easy. Or amateur, which sort of has some of the assists, but you still have to do the swing properly. And that's
when I played amateur level. Like I started off, I was messing up all over the place, and then I realized you have to get perks and like level up your character, and then it happened a lot less. So I don't know if that's the situation that you're in or something.
It's still the same announcer from the golf club.
Oh, that's good. I like him.
Yeah. It's still the same announcer. He's not quite as snarky.
That's a shame.
As he was. You'll be pleased to know, Duke, there are crowds and they cheer if you do a good shot. So there's all of that kind
of
stuff.
Does your golfer like wave and smile and stuff?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, so
he acknowledges so much to me, but it does.
I know it does.
It does.
The animations of the golfer are way better than the golf club. So you notice almost instantly. And graphically, it looks great. The only major issue I did have, and this is probably the biggest issue with this game, it is meant to be Steam Deck playable. The only thing it says is that there's some small on-screen text, right? Which I'm like, that doesn't. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about that. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I just could not get it to work. It just would not work on the Steam Deck. I reloaded it. I did verify files. I did all sorts of stuff. And for whatever reason, I booted up the game and it would get stuck on updating 0%, and that was it, and it just wouldn't work. Wouldn't work. So what I ended up doing in the end was installing it on the PC and streaming it to Steam Deck like a Steam Link. So I just played it on the Steam Deck via the PC, and it worked fine. There was no issues at all. It ran as smooth as you like with no lag or anything. But it was a bit, I was a bit annoyed because I think, well, if I'm ever out somewhere or, you know, go on a holiday or somewhere like that and I want to play it, I'm not going to be able to for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So slightly annoying. And can't get a refund because it's at Green Man Gaming. So it's not like I can get Steam refund policy. But it was a tenner, so I'm not like losing sleep over it. And I can still play it. It's just a bit of a faff.
Yes.
But it's a great game. Really, really, really liked it.
Cool.
And I'm going to play some more because I do like golf. I like a good golf game.
Yeah, it's a nice change of pace after killing monsters and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yep. So there you go.
All right.
So that's it.
So those are the games we've played, people.
We're all done.
And now it's time I'm going to Discord or
news.
Emails?
No, news. I've got some news this week that
I
want to talk
time
about.
Time for the news.
Putting news first.
There's been a shit of a shitstorm this week. Are you aware of this, you two guys? Being a massive shitstorm in the game video
game. Are you
talking
about Helldivers 2?
I may well be talking about Helldivers 2.
I hate everybody.
Helldivers 2.
I don't know anything about it.
So,
living, Chinny.
Can I just say, I think this is a bit of a cynical move on Sony's part.
Of course it is.
Just saying.
Cash
because
everything around me, give me that money.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So basically, this is a story, Chinny. So Helldivers 2, as you know, released day and date on PS5 and PC simultaneously. Okay,
And people love it. It's a big hit.
People love it, right? Mm-hmm. So millions of people have bought it on Steam. Okay,
including me, I bought it and played
it. No, but you bought it on PS5. You're not as affected by this problem.
Well,
I bought it on Steam.
Bought it on Steam, but then what they did, right? They gave it as a sort of optional that you had to have a PSN account login to play it, right? But it wasn't like enforced, it was optional. Awesome. Now, in the sidebar on the game info on Steam, in very small writing, it says PSN membership required to play it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So PSN membership required. Well, they didn't enforce it for months, right? So for the first 2 months of launch, they waited till they had a massive audience on the game and then suddenly went, actually, you probably need to get a PSN account now. You can't play the game anymore.
Look at all these people we could get onto our system.
Yeah, unless you get a PSN account. And do you know what the reasoning they gave, which is worse, really, because it's so
other than
ridiculous.
We want the money.
No, they gave a what they considered a very valid reason. It's a much safer environment to play on PSN.
Right.
It's safer. It's safer.
Of course it is.
I do feel a lot safer on
Other than Steam. Much safer.
I haven't been bum raped once on
now,
PlayStation Network.
There's another issue with this. There's a secondary issue, which is out of all the places where Steam, where people are playing Helldivers, now I think it's 70 of those countries don't have PSN.
So
those people who've purchased now they're saying you'll still not require to have a login if you live in a country where there is no PSN.
Okay.
Which then goes to fucking double standards. So if you live in a country where they don't happen to have it, that's fine. You
can
just
carry
on playing
like
it without one.
Oh, I am in country that does not have PSN. I need to have exemption from your stupid rule.
Yeah. So there's a lot of shitstorm around it. I mean, I think this is... I mean, Arrowhead Studios, who obviously developed the game, are turning around and going, well, it's not up to us. It's up to Sony.
I bet it's not up to them.
I bet it's not.
Well, no, it probably isn't. So they're going, no, well, you know, it's not our fault. We're really sorry. I know it's a bit shit, but, you know, it's just the way it is. Suck it up.
Let me play devil's advocate here. What's the fucking big deal?
There isn't,
is it
but...
different from having a Ubisoft account or having, you know...
Yeah, but...
Do you have to pay for a PSN account?
No, it's free. It's free.
Oh, so what's the problem then?
No,
I'll tell you
what the problem is, all right? I'll tell you what the problem is. And I find this, right? If I look at a game and it says Ubisoft account required, I just don't buy it. I just don't buy it.
Oh,
because
my God.
Because Ubisoft makes good games. Who
I can't
why
be
honest.
I thought, this was a money thing.
It's one more login, for fuck's sake.
I know,
are you 93?
Oh, my God. Why do I have to have
this
my...
is the way the world works.
No. Why do I have to have my personal details on about 70?
Right. I agree, Stu.
But we should be like that for everything,
No, we shouldn't.
Stu, yes, like, I agree. It is annoying to have a Ubisoft login and all that sort of stuff. But if you love the game that much, then just fucking...
I don't love it enough. I don't love it enough, man.
No, not you, but, like, the people that love the game, they're like, I've got to sign in an extra thing. All right, okay.
No, but you've got to create an account. It's not just a matter of signing in.
Yeah, but how long does it make to create an account? And what's the ultimate
problem? Let's be fair. Let's be fair, as Dylan in the chat points out, fucking PSN's been hacked. Yes. He lost all his shit.
Well, I think that's why people are actually angry about this, is that PlayStation is not known for its digital
security.
Steam's
never been hacked.
As far as we know.
No, as far as we know, it never has.
Snowy the Snow Fox, by the way, who I work with, Phil, says, as we've already talked about that, it's like some regions can't have a PSN account, but they're allowed to do it, right? They can still play.
You can get around it. They have an exemption for those people.
They have an exemption
if you can't do it.
Yeah, they're saying that. But I said, then you've got double standards, haven't you? Because you're saying in some countries where they don't have one, it's fine. Don't worry about it. But yeah,
well, there's no way around it unless someone wants to create PSN.
Yeah, you have to.
All of a sudden.
But it's annoying, isn't it? It's just kind of like...
very annoying.
And also, here's the interesting thing, though. Steam, if you want a refund due to this, they're actually giving refunds, even if you put hundreds of hours into
Steam
the game.
Steam understands, man. You don't sell someone one car. You sell them five cars over their lifetime.
Yeah. So they're like, look, no problems. You want a refund, we'll give you a refund. It's fine. Mm.
And I'll bet you the developer's saying all that refund money better be coming from Sony.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they can say that, but...
Oh, I've got a bloody son of... You make an account. I made an account on a website because I wanted to buy some fucking thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what's exactly. Do you know what's great? Do you know what's great these days? And I do this constantly now. Just if it gives you an option to sign in with Google, I fucking just do it. Yeah. It's like you.
So when they hack you, they hack all of you.
Well, no, they just hack Google.
Or just do it as a guest login. Like they should have guest.
Well,
login
I do. If it's a guest, I just
everything.
Do it.
Obviously.
Yeah, everything's
a game. They ought
to
be doing that with this.
I mean, anything.
Yeah, it's Sony being greedy. It's gamers worried about their security. I guess that's a concern. But mostly it's just a little inconvenient. And I say to people who are annoyed by the inconvenience, fucking get over it, man.
I've got to say, right, like nearly every website now where you have to sign up, it allows you to do it via Google, like your Google account.
Yeah, but if your Google account gets hacked, you're fucked.
I get you, right? But let's be honest, Google are pretty... decent, I would have thought. You know, they're one of the biggest computer companies in the world. You'd think that the security is pretty decent. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's great. I think, you know, as much as a bit of a Google fanboy. But I love the fact, like, they'll generate a really difficult password and I don't have to remember it. They just do it. And I'm like, it'll just remember it for me.
Dylan said, I bought Street Fighter 6 months ago. I finally got the chance to give it a try. But first I need to get out of bed, turn on the PC in the office, find an old email to reset my Capcom login password, etc. Pass.
Well, yeah, that's frustrating.
But if you love the game enough, you'll do it.
Yeah, but can I just say the reason...
Also, where? Get a player console. Play with a console.
Or
forget
just
PC
reset.
Nonsense. It's
your
over.
Email address. Well, stop switching email addresses, goddammit.
I said it 15 years ago when we started the show, and I'll say it now. PC gaming is dumb.
It's not only PC gaming. Can I just say there's a more insidious issue?
Insidious.
And yeah. it's not just the fact that you have to create a PSN account, but it also highlights that you don't really own the game. And we know that.
That's
true about all PC games.
Don't get Snowy the Snow Fox started talking about not owning the game, because he talks about that a lot.
But we're given a license to play that game. And if they want to change the rules on that license at any time they want, they can cancel the game. They can make you jump through hoops to play it. Yes. They can do anything they like. They can remove shit from the game without like consulting with you. Then you go,
They can cut off your access.
I don't like that anymore. They can cut off your access. They can delete the game. They can delete
the
online
content.
That's
the thing we ought to be mad about. And that has nothing to do with Sony.
Well, it does, because it's Sony who's doing this. Everybody does
it. But Microsoft is also doing it, and Steam is also doing it. Yeah, I mean, that's the way gaming works in 2024.
I mean, Dylan's saying as well, PS5 forces you to sign into Capcom account even when you're offline. Yeah, I mean, that's just the world we're now living in. This is the sort of fallout from having convenience of buying games digitally and not having to go to a shop to buy a disc.
But also because we as consumers are letting it happen and we can't fight it individually. Yeah. We need to come together as a consumers union and demand change in the law.
Do you know what, dude? If I want to play Tomb Raider on the PS1, do you know what I'll do?
Just turn it on.
I just turn it on and put the disc in, and it'll just play, and I don't have to worry about whether someone's going to stop playing the game.
From 40 years ago.
That's true.
Meanwhile, I can pull it up on an emulator, and
it's probably not that old. But you know what I'm saying?
Tomb Raider wasn't 40 years ago.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm just exaggerating for effect. Oh,
that aged me when you said that.
I get Tomb Raider and Pong confused a lot.
Yeah. To be fair, it's close to 30 years ago. It'd be about 30 years.
About 27, 28 years. We do have somebody in the Discord asking a question. It's my tanky brain. He said, Chinny.
All right, that's it. Discord, go ahead.
Chinny, that's me.
That's you, Chinny.
How far into Love Hate, that's the TV show that I'm watching at the moment, have you got? Are you using subtitles? I love the show. Part of it is based where I grew up. It's based in Dublin, by the way. I still have season 5 to watch, but the show is pretty excellent. I'm on season 5.
So can I ask just a minute? Are they speaking in Gaelic, or is it just a really strong Irish accent?
Irish accent. In season 5, it really sort of... There's a lot of the plot around the traveller community, and some of their accent is just like, I don't even know what they're saying.
In order to give you a taste of it, I have the audio for one of the... There's some trailer or something pulled up here.
Do you know when I used to work in a restaurant, and one of the other chefs was from Glasgow, and he had a very strong Glaswegian accent.
It's a different country, you know that's true.
Mega
Ireland,
strong.
Scotland, it's not the same, is it?
And I was one of the few people who could actually understand what he was saying, and people used to say stuff to people, and they'd be like, I have no idea what you just said.
You're just a man of the people.
I'm a genius. Excuse me, I'm a genius. I just translated for people. I was a translator.
I don't use subtitles. It's a good show. It's definitely got better as it's gone on. Season 1 was very budget and cheap, but yeah, very good show. My tanking brain goes on to say, I just spent the weekend here out on the coast near Mount Fuji.
Nice, yeah, Mount Fuji.
Yeah, Mount Fuji.
The scenery was amazing. So my question is somewhat related. What and where would your ideal holiday be?
I'll go first if you like, and I've always said this, never done it, but I would love to do it, is to hire a private yacht around the Galapagos Islands. So I have a private yacht, chef, waited on hand and foot, just relaxing in the beautiful tropical locale.
Well, maybe when you turn 60, I'll think about buying it, but then I won't.
Thank you, Mike. That would be a lot of money. That would be the cost of a house.
I'll think about buying it.
Yeah. By the way, Millie is going on holiday to Japan. She's booked. So they're all booked up.
So where's your ideal holiday?
Oh, wow, I found it. First, I found the sound clip from Saturday Night Live when Mike Myers is running the All Things Scottish shop.
Oh, it's the same thing, is it? Have a look at
the map of the
there's
aisles.
Scotland, there's Ireland, there's the bloody sea. They're different now. Get out! Get...
perfect vacation. I want to visit all 7 continents at some point. I've been to North America, South America, Asia, Europe. I haven't been to Africa yet. I haven't been to Antarctica, obviously. And what am I forgetting? That's 6.
Australasia.
I haven't been there yet. So I would like to visit Australia. Maybe.
Are you actually going to go to the Antarctic?
Maybe.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Why not? I mean, that would only be... I don't really want to see the Antarctic. I don't really care about anything that's there. I would like to see places in Australia.
You better see it while it's still there, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Not quite Antarctica, but the Falkland Islands is close.
It's pretty close.
It's pretty close, and that's British.
I don't
want to
get caught
I mean?
In the crossfire be between Britain and fucking Argentina fighting over it. Anyway, yeah, but you know, the time I spent in Manchester was pretty awesome, hanging out with y'all. That was a pretty ideal vacation. And Venice was one of my favorite cities ever because
I love Venice. It's one of my favorite cities.
Chill, and the food is amazing. So
there's no anything. There's no bikes. There's no motorbikes. There's no cars. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Walking. Yep. That's all there is in boats.
A lot of walking and boats. Yep.
A lot of boats.
Boots.
Yep.
But my ideal holiday.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
I'd love to. I don't know. I feel like I've done all the ones I've wanted to do, so I'm sort of like. Yeah. Well, but I'd love to do all 50 states. I'd love to see all 50 states. So, I'm very, very far away from doing all 50 states. Yeah. I haven't even done 10 states yet.
Half of them.
I think I've done four. So no, one, two.
Now,
three,
let me ask this, Chinny.
Four. Yeah, four. Yeah.
Would it count for you to just drive through them? Or are you talking about like spend a day in?
I think it'd like see something there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like if I went to North Carolina, I'd go into the city. If I went to Wisconsin, I would drive back out of it again.
While you're here.
Yeah. Oh, well, I suppose Wisconsin would be Chicago, isn't it, really?
That's Illinois, but yes.
That's Illinois. Chicago, Illinois. Nearby. Wisconsin. Madison. It's Madison, isn't
Madison,
it, really?
That's right.
Yeah, Madison's the thing in Wisconsin. Yeah, and then Chicago there, and then I don't know, just like just seeing the thing. Like, what's the thing about this state that everybody likes? You know, so is there a state in America where you like you would struggle to see anything in this?
I mean, Alabama has some important civil rights memorials and stuff. That's probably about the only thing worth seeing in Alabama, I think.
I'd like
That's
to see the.
Fair. I don't know enough about Alabama, but.
The four states corner, you know, it's in Breaking Bad, you know.
It's in
the I don't really know.
Have we stood in
really
four
know.
States long enough? No. And they're just standing there holding hands.
Yeah, I don't really know. Maybe I could cheat those ones if I just went to that and I just sort of walked in all of them. And then I could just knock three out really quick. But I'd like to do all the states eventually. But I don't think I'll do it. But I'd like to try and get quite a few.
I'll be honest. If I ever did America... I'd kind of like to do the Pacific Coast Highway in an open top car and just
that's very pretty.
I think that
it's
would
gorgeous.
I think that would be cool and just stop off at random places.
Yeah,
I'd
that's
heard
what
about
I did.
It,
I
and
did
then
that.
When I went out there and I was like, all right, let's see what this. And I was like, man, this is a very lovely highway.
Yeah, it's a great Route One basically, and it's a great and the Big Sur and it's and there's so many little things you can pull. You know, you can pull over and
that's
can,
what I mean. Hey, I think
the problem
that's
is
what I
just
shit
the
off
problem
the
is.
Cliff.
It's such a long drive because you're like, oh, let's pull over here. As you keep pulling over and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
I've only been 10 miles.
Yeah, that's right.
So
and also, it's
a
windy road. So,
constantly. Here's the Simpsons line.
Oh, haven't we stood in five different states long enough?
No.
I think that's the other thing I'd love to do.
The one when I did that, there was like, I was just talking to this random guy, and he was like, where are you from? And he was like, we're going to go see the sea lions. So I was like, what? And he was like, on the next stop, the sea lions. I was like, really? And I was like, and then we went there, and there's loads of people there, and I flew my drone over to him. I was like, let's see what we'll do.
We have the best pictures of all y'all bastards.
Yeah. Look at you with your little zoom lens.
Along with the no line on The Simpsons, when Homer goes, no, there's also this classic line on The Simpsons.
Yes.
So,
Mr. Burns says yes.
He's got another question. He's got another question.
Oh, God, we need to do emails. Come on.
Okay. As well as the above added to the gaming side of it, which gaming world would you like to a brief sojourn?
Yes.
I go.
Brief trip.
I'll be honest, right?
Skyrim.
Is it really? Yeah, but really, would you? Would you?
Yes.
I mean, these places
as
are horrible places.
Yeah, well, when the dragons and vampires attack you, just go inside. They don't follow you inside.
Horrible, horrible places.
Just hang around with the dragonborn. They'll take care of it.
I feel like you'd have to go to somewhere like Animal Crossing. If you wanted somewhere that was fairly
Stardew Valley. Oh, Stardew Valley would be awesome.
Stardew Valley, there you go. Stardew Valley. Yeah. It's difficult because like most of these places are horrible, you know?
For me, it'd be Blatro. I just want to be in the casino.
You can do that. That's fairly easy, Chitty, just saying.
Dude, somebody's going to find a way to do Rocket League in real life. And then
I think
I'm surprised there hasn't been a theme park that's like, I mean, Nintendo can make
just
a
say,
Nintendo theme park where like the first level of Super Mario is somehow traversable by people.
Can we just say, I think you'll find that Top Gear did Rocket League before Rocket League.
Yes, I'm sure.
If you look up Top Gear car football, it was long time ago.
Somebody
when they did
could
that.
Build the town of Whiterun. Like, just get some land out in the desert and like build Whiterun. Like, you could do that. Yeah. People would
because there's people. Nation. People have made like Call of Duty maps for paintball and stuff, you know, or airsoft and stuff like that.
And people,
Dylan
like...
in the chat says, Dylan in the chat says, I haven't been to half the states and I've lived here my whole life. The entire West Coast is 3 states. The East is like 300 states. Give or take a few. So, yeah.
Yep.
Can I just say, Top Gear did Rocket League in 2008, which I think you'll find is way impressive. Before Rocket League.
All right, Mister, we got to get on with it.
I'm just saying, look,
it's something he needs to say. It's important.
I'm talking now, so I can take my time. Right, read the fucking emails.
Full of facts.
Yes, let's read the fucking emails.
Full of googling facts.
Email. That ruled.
In fact, I wonder if that's where they got the idea from. Who knows?
Yes, I'm sure that's it.
It possibly is. Possibly
no, it's
is.
Not.
Anyway,
Jesus fucking Christ.
How would you know? How do you know it isn't?
I don't know for sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sure,
why would it not be?
Because it's a simple.
Are you in a hurry or not?
No, I'm just saying, right? They
so you're not in a hurry. Okay, cool.
Rocket League
here's the thing. I just
real
ate
life
apple
in 20,
pie,
2008.
And it's very tasty, and I would like to talk about the fact that on the back of the apple pie box, it says, ready to eat, or try them warm, which I thought was a very amusing description of the thing on the back of the apple pie box.
Okay, first
this is
email.
An apple pie brand I've never had before. This is JJ's. Well, if we're not in a hurry, I can talk about my apple pie box,
Well,
right?
Whoa. At least mine was video game related, just saying. So, the first email this evening is from Mike Post, and he says, he emailed in last week, you'll remember.
Yes, I do
remember. Last week, remember. Talking about how
I've not stopped thinking about it.
Red Dead Online fucked him up the ass when he started up his moonshine business. And some guys went, we're going to take all your shit. Yeah, shoot you in the face. Yeah.
Yep.
So, anyway, he says, deals. Dear veterans, how's it going? Quick update on the Red Dead Online. I successfully sold 4 batches of moonshine without any creepers attacking me.
Cool.
Like you three said, it's part and parcel of the game, and I'm a grown man. I can take it. Mm-hmm.
You,
anyway,
know when that, you know what? That wouldn't have happened if he had been playing Red Dead Online on Sony, because their network is so safe.
Safer.
It is really safe.
Anyway, this week has been a Star Wars sale because May the 4th be with you.
4th of May be with you.
And I picked up Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order Deluxe Edition for £5.49, which I've got to say is a bargain for that game.
It's a billy bargain.
That is a lot of entertainment for a very small price. Mm. Played that for about 3 hours so far. Really enjoying the game. It's an amazing game. I loved it. Absolutely brilliant game. Mm. And picked up Star Wars Squadrons for £1.70. You know, that game dropped like a stone.
Mm.
Star Wars Squadrons. I played it in VR with the flight stick and everything. And it was super, super cool. Yeah. And I've never played it again since.
It's all flying around and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's cool. Dogfighting in X-Fighters. And
they made the game that everybody wanted. And then
X-Wings.
Went,
and...
Yeah, we'll just move on there.
Yeah. It takes a while for you to get your head around the controls. But you do get in the cockpit of an X-Wing and shoot down TIE fighters. What's not to like? It's true. And when you do it in VR with a fucking flight stick, it's amazing.
Hmm.
And then I got bored. Anyway, what are some of the best deals you three have ever picked up over the years? See you later. Catch you on the flip side. So what's the best gaming deal you've ever got?
The best gaming deal I ever got was there was a Fallout Deluxe Edition for Fallout 3 that came with the bobblehead and the lunchbox. And the art book and the game, obviously. And it was like $10. And I was just like, shit, yeah. All that stuff that's very rare. I mean, it was right after Fallout, like a year after Fallout 3 had happened. And I guess they just had a whole bunch of extras on somewhere. And I got them. And I use the lunchbox every goddamn day now. And ever since the show came out, people have been like, oh, Vault-Tec. And I'm like, yeah, that's right.
So, oh, yeah. So everybody knows what you've got now.
More people, not everybody, but you know, there's more people.
So there you go. That's good bargain, Chitty. Bargain for gaming bargain.
Not many, really. Like, I remember there was an offer on all the old Tomb Raider games a while ago. Like, you know, like 1, 2, and 3. And yeah. It was like something like £3 for all of them. And I know they're really old, but I was like, oh, I really like those cards. I'm going to borrow them. So, and there was a GTA offer as well. It was all the GTA games and something like that. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I bought those. Like a Rockstar collection thing. Mm. It was like £6 for like all the GTAs or something up to 4. Yeah. A couple of them. But you're Mr. Bargain, aren't you? It's Stu Bargain.
Anything that's free or discounted, that's I'm there.
If it drops on the floor, you pick it up.
No, I'm going to say, do you know what? The best bargain I've had recently. So I'm going to pick something quite recent.
This is, by the way, Mike Post, you've just touched on Stu's favourite topic. He's buying bargains.
Because saving money is great in its own sake, but the reason people love going to sales and finding bargains is so they can brag about what a great deal they got.
Yeah, but it's only a bargain if you need it. That's the dealio here. It's only a bargain if you need it. But the best bargain video game I've had recently, I'm going to say it, was Doki Doki Literature Club because it was free. It was F-R-E-E free. So there you go. You can't get more of a bargain than that.
Yes, that is a good bargain.
So there you go. And it's good. It's a great game. So yeah.
Did you like it?
I loved it. If you've not played it yet,
you need
to.
Yeah.
And look, you've got to look past the skimpily clad girls in the game because it's not about that.
That's the biggest red flag ever. I know there's a lot of tentacle rape, but just look past it. I know there's not that in this game. I know.
There is not any of that.
I'm saying, like, anytime anybody says. Look
to
past
be fair,
this thing that you're
it's
not into.
It's aping that genre of game, so there's a reason
for it. Yes,
it
is. Yes, and once you look past all of those scantily clad schoolgirls, you'll realize it's actually a great game about suicide and murder and blood drinking.
There is none of that either. There is some of that, but not what you're saying. Can we just say, Jimmy Carr put it the best, right? He tells very controversial jokes.
Yes, he does.
But he says, what people have got to remember is they're a joke. And like this game, it's poking fun at a genre of games. Right. It isn't actually doing that game. It's
fun at it. I know, but it's whatever.
So that's not all right if it's poking fun at it.
Well, I'm saying that the stuff that's poking fun at stuff is still also showing us that thing. So it is still sexualizing schoolgirls, but it's doing it in a satirical way.
Yeah, it's satirical. So you've got to accept it for being a satire and not.
You can accept it for being a satire. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's like anything that's confronting or controversial, that's a satire.
Yeah, it depends on how it's done. Maybe this is done well. I don't know. But it doesn't get a pass
it
from
is
me
done well.
Just because it's satire.
No,
it depends on how it's done.
Teacher.
I would have to play
understand
it to really
satire,
say.
Though, isn't it, really?
No, but satire, look, if you're talking to me, my definition of satire isn't you can do whatever you want as long as you're making a good point about the genre. Because by that logic, you could make a horribly racist rap song and then be like, well, but it's satire. That's not how it works.
Yeah, but
it depends on how it's done.
Yeah, how it's presented.
Right. So we agree. All right, moving on.
Okay. Right,
do we have a speak game?
No, we have some more emails.
Oh, we got more emails.
Yeah, we have. And three of them off Jason.
Oh my God,
Jason!
Jason, one email's not enough for you, huh?
No, yeah. Let's do the first one. Time in development should mean some serious consideration.
Okay.
I am a veteran game enthusiast in a world full of shit games. When I hear of a project that has been in development for multiple years, this sometimes piques my interest, especially if it is something a bit different. Sometimes it doesn't. I enjoy stop motion animation. I know how hard it is. If Harold the Halibut Hillbilly from Under the Sea was worked on for 14 years, well, it was announced 14 years ago and they worked on it for 12. So it's a long time. It was thought about 14 years ago.
You can keep going with the email. Go ahead.
Anyway.
We've got a technical thing different,
With such mediocre reviews and such horrific opinions from Duke and DJ No Clue at all. That's not very nice, is it? Then overall, these negative reviews must hold some merit.
Hey, Stu, it's just a joke, remember? And joke's
know,
just a joke.
It's fine. I'm fine with it. The point is there any proof these guys were constantly working hard on this game Or was it a part-time gig on the weekends? I don't know. Seems well,
well done. But that's still a labor of love. Does that mean if I only write during the summer, I'm not really an author and it didn't take me 8 years to write my last book?
I think what they're getting at, though, is this a full-time job or is this something they do on Saturday?
Wow. Well, I assume it's something they did on the...
Maybe teams like...
work for 12 years.
Maybe teams like this should reach out, beta test the public. Maybe they did and it's still shit.
Yeah, maybe.
What I do know is that when I hear people dump on games that took a decade to create, it makes me want to play them, which can be a very bad thing for me. I remember trying Heavy Rain after Duke's rant, only to give up during the Jason scene.
That scene was made for you. What do you mean you gave up on
maybe,
that scene? If I had a game where they were calling my name over and over again, that'd be my game of the year.
Maybe I should go back to it. I loved Indigo Prophecy. I don't know. Animal Well releases in 4 days. It took one man 7 years to create. The game goes far deeper than it looks. I will 100% support the hard work because I see the work that went into it and it interests me. I see you too, Harold. Two bad Metacritic and two veterans feel like something new and a bit different with 14 years of work isn't very good. I'll give it a shot, Slow Bros. Studio name. Don't let me down. I'll be watching future projects. Beats Car Soccer and VR Wank all day long. I'm not mad at you two veterans. I just wish Chinny would bang your heads together like Three Stooges. Honestly. Honestly, of course. The game is probably shit. But if it's a game about wanting far more than the cards you've been dealt, it's about seeking connection or remaining true to oneself and not accepting your work-life reality as the definition of who you are, then it's a damn shame you didn't enjoy it. Game of the year.
No, Balatro is about dealing with the cards you've been dealt.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the games mixed up.
Rock and roll, doggy.
Yeah, okay.
I like this Jason, this angry Jason.
Then he says, quick follow-up, Harold H. So he did a second email.
Oh, boy.
I've played several hours now. I received the achievement for watching the TV show. I gave the game time, and it has rewarded me. My game of the year so far. I love it.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, what a flip.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. Fucking Deadly Premonition was one of his favorite games ever. So, you know, consider the source, people.
And then on top of that, he said...
and they said, I just played it for another hour. This thing sucks.
He sent a link to the Kickstarter pitch video, which I then put in our chat.
Yeah, I looked at that.
And I watched it. And I'll be honest, right? I've got to give the guys props. They did work full time on it for about 6 years, by the way, 6 or 7 years. So they must have presumably been working part time prior to that. And then they obviously did a kick. They got funding, then did a Kickstarter, and then obviously worked on it full time from that.
You know what?
Point.
I'll say this about them. Like, they did it right. Like, you could have rushed this and turned it out in 2 years or something, but they wanted to make it look the way they wanted to make it look. And the fact that I didn't find it to be a dumb game doesn't mean that they didn't put their artistic vision to work and make it the type of game they wanted to make. And I respect that as an artist. I just wish they'd made a game that was actually fun.
Yeah. So there you go. But I you know what? Chini liked it. I was on I didn't totally dislike it.
He didn't hate it as much as we did.
I liked it, but what else did I say?
He hated himself for liking it.
Yeah, he did. No, he did
and also,
that.
I said, I ain't going to play it. So I couldn't have liked it that much.
No, right. You couldn't have done that.
I was just like, I like it in a sort of sense of, you know, it's like I appreciate the effort. I can see the work, but also... Like why didn't you just model it in 3D?
Yeah, by the way, the promo video was very funny. They did funny. A really good job.
Good
it
for
was
them.
Very funny.
I'm happy for them.
And also, the video instead, people don't play.
Think
the
about humor, Stu, is that it's just a joke. So like you
it
can
is just a joke.
You know,
say whatever you want.
Too much
as long as it's just a joke.
All right, next email.
That's it for email. So that's it is it the emails. One and only SpeakPipe.
Speak pipe! It's the way to leave a message for us.
This speak pipe is from Saint Diesel, and it's called Sealed with a Kiss.
Hey, Veteran Gamers, it's Saint Diesel back again. I thought I'd give you an immediate follow-up to last week's speak pipe, where I talked about problems getting into the new improved versions of Fallout 4 on the Xbox One S and PS4.
Try Fallout
76. Well, since last week, Bethesda must have done some sort of update to those versions, because again, now getting into both of them, and they seem to be running fine.
Yay.
I thought they'd wipe the old saves I'd had from previous playthroughs, but they both get recognized now.
Oh.
And I can now play on the PS4 as the husband, whose name is Rebel Danger, yeah, and on the Xbox One S as his wife, Rebecca Danger. And they're both out there in the wasteland kicking ass and chewing bubblegum. I think they're all out.
Sorry, just a little Brooklyn Nine-Nine crossover here. The name is Donger, not Danger. So.
But a gum. And from what I've read online, there are some problems for the PS5, Xbox One Series consoles, and the PC. So hopefully they'll get sorted out soon. But I thought I'd end on the subject of the Seal Podcast. Up until fairly recently, I was able to just type in the name Seal Podcast in my web browser. It would come up with the site, and I'd be listening and downloading the episode within 5 minutes. But I've had a few problems recently, and I found out now that they've got their own website. So if you're a Seal Podcast fan, and let's face it, who isn't, just go to sealpodcast.com, and you'll be happily listening to the Seals within a few minutes. And that's it. Until next time.
Thanks, Saint Diesel.
Yeah, they do have a website.
They do have a website.
They do have a website.
And I'm glad to hear that Fallout's working for you again. I did like 4. I'll play it again, I'm sure, at some point. All right, now what? Is it time for shout-outs?
I think it's time for shout-outs, and let's get the hell out of here.
It's time for a shout-out. Hey!
I think a big thanks in order to all of my supporters, from the borders of London to the hills of Yorkshire.
There you go.
Who's going
still
first?
Still worried about that clip.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, no, we got another copyright strike.
Who was on the video?
634.
Brilliant. I do like that one, though. I do like that one.
That's a good sound. Okay, well, I'm going to go first because y'all are hemming and hawing. I'm going
to shout out
the old farts, Rocket League server, Kyozo, Wardog9988, James F/Hades, Solstice, and everybody on the Fate server. Maybe I'll play with you again. I don't know. And then the people who left the Fate server, we'll see. Who knows? They're not even listening to this. Shout out to Amar, as always, because he's lots of fun on WhatsApp. Shout out to Antonio and Soul Brother and Dylan Lawrence and everybody else who came in the chat. And shout out to Jason Gullar for sending us emails all the time, and Saint Diesel for sending us speak pipes. And shout out to Jacinta. I thought I would have heard from Jacinta by now, but that's okay. We'll hear from her soon. I sent her a little something. I hope she likes it.
There you go.
I will shout out Sealy. I mentioned last week, I forgot to send him a t-shirt and all that sort of stuff. I will get it sorted.
You slacker.
But also then somebody else messaged me saying you haven't sent one to me, so Matt Bond, I was meant to send one, and I still haven't sent one.
Matt Bond.
So
James's brother, Matt, are
you coming with me to my little spy mission? No, I work in a bank, so like
I like my martinis not shaken or stirred, just put it in the cup.
Just mom rang and said, look, are you going to settle down and have a wife, or like, what's going on with that? Because she's
worried. You see, my last girlfriend was tortured to death, and then I fell in love with a spy.
About that, why can you fly a plane, and when did you have the time to do all this? How old are you?
Well, I'm only 23, you see, and I'm a spy.
Remember when you hit that woman in one of your old missions?
She was talking out, you know, she was being very mouthy, wasn't she?
Remember when you disguised yourself as an Asian person and went into that volcano and you only lived twice?
Yes, of course I remember.
The racist,
exciting adventure.
Was it, James?
Well, it was a different time back then. And it was just satire.
It's just a joke. So shout out to Matt Bond and Sealy, and also shout out to Karen Wilson and Jack Jones in the final of the World Snooker, which is on tomorrow.
By the way, can I say I did watch a bit tonight.
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
What are you thinking?
I think it's going to be a bit one-sided, to be honest, from what I've seen.
Well, this is what I said. Right, I know Karen's winning.
But he's just a better player. I mean,
he's a better player, but he's more experienced,
and he's potting better at the moment.
He's been at the Crucible like 10 years in a row or something like that, he knows what he's doing. But and he's been knocking on the Crucible door for a while.
And to be honest with you, Jack Jones, he should carry on with his music. I don't know what he's doing playing snooker.
But Jack Jones, I tell you what, look, in 1985, Stu, Steve Davis was winning 8-1. Against Dennis Taylor.
How did that turn out? I know there is a chance for a comeback, and he's got to the final, hasn't he? I mean, let's be honest, he's a bit like the Emma Raducanu of snooker, isn't he? That's what he's done.
I mean, I could say a random name that you don't know, and I would agree.
Do you know who Emma Raducanu is?
Sounds like you're having sort of laughing fit.
So she's basically a British female tennis player who was about 16 or 17 at the time. Yeah. Went through all of the qualifiers to get into the American Open and then won it.
Yeah.
So she'd never played in a Grand Slam before. She got had to qualify to even play in the tournament, and won the whole tournament.
By the way, there's a snooker player that there's only two snooker players that qualified and have won the Worlds, right? And if you come to the awards night, you'll meet one of them.
Really?
Because one of them is Sean Murphy. He's not there, unfortunately. But Joe Johnson. Remember Joe Johnson?
Yes, I do.
So he's going to be there. He's going to give me my trophy.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I definitely want to come now.
I'm from Leyland. We're basically the same thing.
Did you know the Popmobile was made in Leyland?
The only issue is it's going to be a fucking nightmare getting to your house.
Why?
Because it's bloody Friday and the bloody motorway is going to be hideous.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be hideous. And I need to, I'll depends what time I finish
he's
that day.
He's worth it, Stu. You know he's worth it.
I don't live on the motorway. I don't know if you haven't heard. But
you live in Wolverhampton and you have to go along the motorway to get there.
Not if you're dedicated. You can take all the A roads.
Don't be facetious.
Go up on the curb. It'll be fine.
Don't be facetious.
Take all the A roads down.
Oh, yeah. Then I'll be the day after.
I've driven to all the A roads to Chester before. From here, that's not.
Well, you're an idiot. Right.
Nice try.
I'm just going to shout out Fraser for coming over and giving me an excuse to go to London again after 5 years.
London.
Shout out Millie for arranging alternative transport to the airport. And shout out Duke for doing a TED talk, which was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Huh?
Well done, Duke.
Thank you. So there you go. And that's me done.
All right. That means we're done with the show, everybody. Thank you for listening. And remember to send us emails at...
Fuck off.
Don't send emails. You can just stick them up your ass.
Yeah. No, send them in. Send the emails.
Send them in. We got a Discord. You can send questions on the Discord and chat about all sorts of fun things. You can send a SpeakPipe. If you do a Google search for SpeakPipe Veteran Gamers, you can easily find it that way.
Stop. If you're listening to this now, seriously think about sending an email.
If you're listening to this now, you seriously need to look at yourself and why are you fucking listening?
Yeah. Why'd you listen to this whole thing? Yeah. You could have turned it off after 5 minutes and you should have done.
That is true.
There's so many things you could have done the last 2 hours.
I'm trying to think of a scenario where even if I was in prison, there'd still be more things.
Can I just say, GT Punks pointed out, I'm going to quote GT Punks from the chat, pointed out, sorry, lads, but this is just dull.
It is. I think he was talking. No, yeah, but that was when Stu was talking about golf.
I wasn't, actually. It was when I was talking about Dredge, to be fair. But
oh, was it? Right, yeah. Okay.
We'll try to be more exciting for you.
I'm sorry. I'll have to play more exciting games like
that. What if we shout everything that we say? Would that be more exciting?
Gran Turismo 7.
I'm sorry the show isn't like a fucking Mr. Beast video where it cuts every 5 seconds.
Sorry, we can't be like dancing around and like sending people to France. Right, yeah, so we have
conversations where we talk over each other.
Dylan in the chat has been very vocal.
He has had some good chat tonight.
Seriously though, to anybody who's bored in the show, we do try to be entertaining. So I would like to say to people who are bored during the show,
fuck yourself.
Yeah,
and that's it. We're done, people.
All right, show's over. No refunds. You heard the robot. Get out.
Why don't you? Send on the television, send go and do something.
there's a line between entertaining and annoying.
No, that's a myth.
Brilliant. Thank you for that, dude.
I love it. You're welcome.
On that note, I've got to go because I've got to get up early. But thank you, guys. Chinny, I will complete arrangements with you and speak to you during the week, and we'll sort it out. Yeah. Once I've spoken to Tracy at work and just confirmed I'm fine.
Tracy.
Speak to Tracy.
Tracy's the worst.
God.
Got to speak to Tracy.
Is it Tracy?
Right, oh, guys.
She's British.
No, it isn't. Oh. Yeah. Right. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay, that's enough. No more talking.